on Tess Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
The last thing we read is it's the second line down. Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shub and Levi. Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon citing Rabbi Akiva that you can say Shema twice, early in the morning, before and after Amud Hashachar. Amar Rabbi Zeru Ubalvad Shelo Yomer Hashkivenu. But you can't say Hashkivenu because it's already not a time that people are sleeping. So even though it's technically night, it's not a time for Hashkivenu. Ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, Hadi Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Shimon Levi Lav Befeir Shitmar. This teaching was not said explicitly, El Mechlol Itmar, was implied. Dehahu Zuga, there was this pair de Rabbanon of young rabbis, the Ishtak Rabbi Hilula de Bered Rabbi Shimon Levi. They got trashed, very, very drunk at the wedding of Rabbi Shimon Levi's son. Also, come to Rabbi Levi. They came before Rabbi Shimon Levi himself, Omar, and he said to them, "Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon l'smoch alav b'shas hadchak." You can rely upon the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in a time of need, so that you shouldn't lechatchila plan to say Shema that late into the night. But if necessary, you can. Ma'isa shabo banav. There was a story through Gamaliel's own children who came home. But hashalo shmielu halad Gamaliel. How could it be they didn't know their father's own shita? Right? I mean, if we know what Rabbi Gamaliel said, surely they did. Haki Kamri, like, here's what they were saying. They were saying to their father, Rabbanan Pligi Ali Ilvach. The Rabbanan disagree with you. V'yachad v'rab melach k'rabim. So we're obligated to follow the Rabbanan. Rabbi Gamaliel's own children didn't follow him. They would have followed the Rabbanan over him. O Dilma, or maybe Rabbanan Kavasachsu, they don't disagree with you. V'haida Kamri ad Chatzos, when they said ad Chatzos, k'dei l'harchik adam min Averi. They're just keeping a person away from Averi. In which case, they really agree with you. Amar Rabbanan Kavasis V'ilu. So he said, the Rabbanan agree with me. V'chayav latem, you should still read. V'ayda kamiyad chatzos k'dei l'harchik adam min Averi. Saying it by chatzos is l'harchik adam min Averi. Otherwise, they held maybe they shouldn't, didn't have the mitzvah anymore. V'lo zu bilvad amru ela. This is not all. Rabbi Gamliel, mi kamar ad chatzos to katani v'lo zu bilvad. Did Rabbi Gamliel say until chatzos to continue on and say this is not the only thing until chatzos? He never said chatzos, right? So haki kamar luhu. Here's what Rabbi Gamliel b'nei. Afilu rabbanon de kaamri ad chatzos mitzvasa atshala mudashachar. Even lafi the rabbanon who said ad chatzos, they still really believe the mitzvah is until sunrise. So hayde koi amrei ad chatzos kedei l'harchik adam min avera. That whole thing was only to keep people away from avera. Hector chalavim, the offering of chalev and other things in the mizbeach. Ve'ilu achilas psachim lo ketani. It doesn't say anything about eating the korban pesach being a mitzvah until midnight. V'ramini kriyashma arvis v'halo b'leli psachim v'achilas pesach mitzvah snat she'al amun ha'shachar. Aren't they also the mitzvah until amun ha'shachar, just like Hector chalam ve'varm? So why did we leave out achilas psachim? Amar Yosef lo kasha. That's not a question. Har b'lozer ben Azari, har Rabbi Akiva. There are two opinions. There's Rabbi b'lozer ben Azari and Rabbi Akiva. D'tanya v'achlu asach basar b'layla hazeh. You must eat the meat of the paschal offering on this night. Rabbi b'lozer ben Azari omer nemer kan b'layla hazeh v'nemer lahalon. It says here on this night, and it says else, right? Also, Valvarti ba'eretz Yisrael b'layla hazeh. God says, I will pass through Egypt on this night. Malahalan chatzos. Just like we know Hashem passed through Egypt at chatzos. Exactly. Afkan at chatzos. So to here, the deadline would be chatzos. I'm going to look for a number of chipazon. But it also says, bechipazon. Ad shas chipazon. Until the time of chipazon. Okay, ma Talmud Lomar Balila. So what is the Lila? I mean, the Chipazon was in the morning, and they went racing out of Egypt. Yochel yehinechal b'kod kikodshim b'yom. Talmud Lomar Balila Balila hu nechal v'lo b'yom. Kodshim is normally the night, right? The night and the day after it, or the day and the night after it. So you might think like kodshim could be eaten in a daytime too. So you say no. Right, it's only eaten at night and not in the day, and that's why it says that. Bishlam Rabbi ben Azariah just like Zeva Shava Itchich LeMichtav LeHazeh. I understand for Rabbi ben Azariah, it's necessary to say Balayla Hazeh on this night. El Rabbi Kiva, Hi Hazeh, my Avid. What does Rabbi Kiva do with that word Hazeh? The Mute Laila Acher Hu De'Asa. This is to exclude from a different night. Salkan Adchamina Holu Pesach. Kodshim Kalim. You might have thought, since Pesach is a Kodshim Kalim, v'shlomim Kodshim Kalim, and shlomim is also a Kodshim Kalim. A korban shlomim, ashlomim nechalim l'shnei yamim. A korban shlomim can be eaten over the course of 2 days, v'layla echad, and one night. Av Pesach nechal l'shtei leilos b'malkam beiz yamim. Since it's offered, right, since it starts at night, so then you would think also it has two and one, so three periods. V'hei nechal beiz leilos v'yom echad. You might have thought that by linking them, that it can only be eaten on one specific night, korban pesach. So even Rabbi Akiva requires the word hazeh, even though he doesn't use the gzeira shava to limit it as much as Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Lazar, may lo tosiru ad boker nafki. He says, I already know that from lo tosiru ad boker. So to tell you that you can't go over the next morning. That's where we learn it from. Rabbi Akiva, Imei Hasam, if that's all we had, Rabbi Akiva says, Hava Amina, my Boker, Boker Sheni. What is the morning? It is the second morning. Rabbi Lozo, Amalacha, Kol Boker, Boker Rishon, who, Lozo says, no, if it says Boker, you have to assume it means the first morning. Okay. We're here on Tes Amud Aleph, where it says, Vahani Tanoi, Kehani Tanoi. These Machokas Tanoim is like another Machokas Tanoim. Titania, Sham Tizbach es haPesach ba'erev kivo haShemesh mo'ed seis kumitchaim. There you should offer the Pesach in the evening as the sun is setting at the anniversary of your leaving Mitzrayim. In the evening you slaughter it, and as the sun sets, that's when you eat it. And at the time that you left Mitzrayim, that's when you burn it up, which is the next morning. You may continue eating it until the time that you left Mitzrayim. So that's a disagreement, whether that's the time you burn it or you can still continue eating it until then. Everyone agrees, says Rabba, that when they were redeemed from Egypt, it was in the evening. Because the Torah says, Hotziacha Hashem Elokach Mitzrayim Laila. You were taken out of Egypt in the night. But they didn't leave. They were released at night, but they actually waited till the next morning. So we're going to go in broad daylight. Next day they left with a strong arm. What they're disagreeing about is the time of chipazon. What does it mean? Chaos, the frenzy, chipazon de Mitzrayim. It's Mitzrayim's chipazon, and that was at midnight when all the firstborn are dying, and they were screaming in the streets and pile in pajamas. Rabbi Akiva savar my chipazon. Rabbi Akiva says, what is chipazon? Chipazon de Yisrael. It's the Jewish people hurrying out without their belongings. Tanami Hachi, we learned a similar thing in a Braisa. Hotziach Hashem Elokach Mitzrayim Laila. God took you out of Egypt in the evening. Did they leave at night? We know they didn't leave Egypt's real estate until the next morning. This teaches the redemption began already in the evening. So though they didn't physically leave, this may be like the Baal Shem Tov famously said, right? A man is where his mind is. Once you are released, you could still be there, but once you are released emotionally and then practically, so then you're free. You're not in Mitzrayim anymore. Ah, your body, your goof is in Mitzrayim. I mean, that's not relevant. Okay. Daber na be'ozne ha'am. Speak into the ears of the people. Amar d'vei Rabbi Yana, ein na. The word na, which always means now. And the targum of na is ka'an, which means now. It's the same targum as ata. Can all, ein na el lashon bakasha. Na in this situation actually also implies a request. So the word na does not normally mean please, but it can mean please in certain contexts. Okay. Ein na el lashon bakasha. God is saying to Moshe, please, say to the Jewish people, this is a personal request mikem from you. She'alu mitzrayim klei kesef, borrow from the Egyptians, klei kesef, klei zahav, silver and gold, shelo yomar oso tzadik, so that righteous man will not say, v'avdum v'inu osam kiyambem, you fulfilled that they're going to be worked hard and tortured, but you didn't fulfill for them the promise that they will leave incredibly wealthy. Amrulo, the Jewish people said, we're happy just to leave with our bodies. Imagine a person sitting in prison. People say to him, tomorrow you're getting free from this horrible jail. Also, they're going to give you a cash prize. Please, just get me out of here. I'm happy to go with nothing. So the Jews would not have taken it. They wouldn't have kidded. They would have rushed out of Mitzrayim. So Hashem says, yeah, but this is a favor for me. So do this, because otherwise Avram's going to be upset. You might not want it for yourself, but we have larger principles here of taking this stuff out. That's why it needed to be requested. Vayash ilum, and the Egyptians indeed lent to them. Amar of Ami Malamit Yeshilum Bal Karchem. They lent them things against their will. So who's against their will? Against their better judgment. Yekadami Bal Karchem to Mitzrayim. If that's what it means, it's against the better judgment of the Egyptians. Yekadami Bal Karchem to Yisrael. The Jewish people didn't want to take it, but they took it anyway because they knew they were supposed to. Madam Bal Karchem to Mitzrayim. Dichsivin Avas Bais Techalek Shalol. According to the opinion that was against the will of the Egyptians, it says the Navas Bais, you know, the beautiful one of the home, the wife, Techalek Shalol, will divide up the spoils. And Shalal, Lamar Shah says, and others, always represents something that is taken against the will of the other person. It's booty, it's spoils, you know, it's something that's taken. Against the will of the Jewish people. Why don't they want to take all this stuff? Because it's too heavy to carry. They're schlepping out with their whole family. They also need to take a person's pots and pans and every expensive, whatever. They don't need it anymore. They were very non-physically oriented at that time. They just wanted to go serve Hashem. They emptied out the Egyptians. They made it like a mitsuda, like some kind of a trap, you know, an animal trap, she'ain ba dagan, that is completely eaten. So they got into the mouse trap and got all the stuff out. There was nothing that left of the dagan, you know, of the produce, of the wheat or whatever it was. The Reish Lakish Amar, Asu Kimitsula she'ain ba dagan, they made it like a fish net that didn't have any fish in it at all. They completely emptied out Mitzrayim. There was no more, according to all of the Hasidic Shesvarim, back to the Arizal, really talking about this, is that they took every spark of Kedusha and holiness out of the Gashmias of Mitzrayim, so that there was nothing left. There's holy sparks everywhere in the world. There's not one left in Egypt. Says the Arizal, that's why there is no mitzvah to go back and live. It's an usher to go back and live there, because when you live somewhere, you're supposed to be elevating the spirituality that's latent in the place. And the Mitzula She'ein Bo Dogim and Mitzuda She'ein Bo Dogim, there's nothing left in Egypt of any spirituality at all. Ekya Asher Ekya. I will be that which I will be. I'm going to go to the Moshe. Lechem or Lem Yisrael. Go tell the Jews. Ani ha'yisi imachem b'shibud zeh. I'm with you in this Shibud. I've been with you. V'ani ehaya imachem b'shibud malchios. And I'll be with you among all the terrible tortures it will be throughout Jewish history. Right? The Shibud Malchios. Amadam Rabbanah Shalom. Diet Letzara B'shaita. It's enough for them to deal with the Tzara now. So you tell them, I'm with you now, telling them about the things. That's why the next passage, tell them Ekya sent you to them. So you see in the Barsha, he doesn't, when Moshe tells the Jewish people, he doesn't say Ekya, Asher, Ekya. Okay. Aneni Hashem, Aneni. Answer me, Hashem, answer me. This is from Eliyahu HaNavi on Har HaKarmel, as we all know from the Emmy Boys Choir song. Why did Eliyahu say, answer me twice? First of all, answer me and perform a miracle where fire comes from heaven, and it will consume that which is the Mizbech. And answer me a second thing, you know, distract them or something, so that they shouldn't say this was witchcraft. You turn their heart backwards. So, stop them from these terrible ideas that they would. You see, even an open miracle, a person can figure out a way to twist towards atheism. Mishnah Memes Akorin Shema B'Shachris. From where, right, from when do we say Shema in the morning? First opinion, Mishiyakar bin Tcheles 11. When a person can distinguish between the color of Tcheles and the color of white. Rabbi Lozo Omer bin Tcheles Lekarte. The color of Tcheles and the color of dark green. Rashi says Tcheles is like a turquoise green. So they're both greens, according to Rashi. Ad Honetz Hachama. Until Hanetz Hachama, the word Hanetz is from the word in Shir HaShirim, Heinetzu Harimonim, which means sprouting. Netz Hachama is an incorrect way to say it. It's Hanetz Hachama, which doesn't mean the Netz, it means sprouting of the sun. That's the word Hanetz. Rabbi Shua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shaos, until 3 hours, Shekin Derech Melachim Lamod B'Shalosh Shaos. Until 3 hours, because that is the time that kings wake up, so it's still considered sleepy time until 3 hours into the day. HaKor Mikavelech Lo Hifsid, a person who reads after that hasn't lost, like a person who reads in the Torah. It's not worse than that. My bein tcheles eleven. What do we mean when we say you can distinguish between those two colors? Ilam ben gevava de imra chiyura. If it means a tuft of white wool, le gevava de imra tchelta, to a tuft of tcheles wool, habalei layanami mediyadi. I mean, even in the night, you can distinguish between those. Ilam ben tcheles shaba lelavan shaba. We're talking about one piece of wool that has a tcheles section and a white section. To be able to distinguish exactly where they stop, that is apparently harder. Tanya Rav Meir Omer Mishiyakar ben Ze'ev LeKelev. When you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. Rav Kimar ben Chamor LaArod. Between a domesticated donkey, says Rashi, and a wild donkey. Chamor Habar. V'acherim say Mishiyur Eskaver Rochud Alamos Yakarena. When you can see a person 4 amos away and distinguish him, who he is. Amr Rav Huna Halacha Acherim. Rav Huna's Halacha is like Acherim. Amr Abayi L'Tfilin Ke Acherim L'Kriyashma Ke Vasikim. When it comes to when you can put on Tfilin, so the Halacha is like Acherim, but for Kriyashma, it's Ke Vasikim. Amr Yochan Vasikim Ha'yogomer Asi Imha Netzachama. Vasikim would finish Shema with Netzachama and go right into Shemona Esrei at that moment. Tanya Rami Hachi Vasikim Ha'yogomer Asi Netzachama Ke Deshiyashma Gula L'Tfilin. So that they should be able, you can't daven Shemona Esrei before Netzachama, so they would do Shema right before then, so that they could manage to be Someich Geula L'Tfilin V'Nimtzim Espalel B'Yom, so that the Shemona Esrei can be in the daytime. V'Amr Zer Mikra, Where's the pasuk that encourages us to do this? Yiruucha im shemesh, they will fear you along with the sun. V'lifnei yareach, and before the moon, dor dorim, forever and ever. Hey, Rabbi Yo, Ri ben Elyakim mishum kahal kadish Yerushalayim. Testimony in the name of the holy community of Jerusalem. Called some gula tefila, it needs to call yom kulo. If a person is somech geula letfila, he will not have damage the entire day. It sounds like there's no source for that, but that was experiential. That the people in Yerushalayim noticed that if you do this, it sounds like it doesn't bring a pasuk or it doesn't. It just tells you they used to say this. It's a testimony. Testimony means from their personal experience that if you said gula letfila right together, no damage the whole day. Was there any? Listen, I've done it and had a bad day. I'm like, my itzakis. What was your bad thing? De amatias Asa lebe malka, yeah, that you had to bring a myrtle branch to the king. Hasam nami by lemei of Agra. You should have paid money lemechze ape malka to see the face of a king. Don't Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan said, "Lo mishalom laretz lukas malchi Yisrael." A person should run for the opportunity to see a Jewish king. V'lo lukas malchi Yisrael bovad. But that's not all. El afil lukas malchi akum, even to see a Gentile king, it's worth running and paying money to do. She'in yiske, because if you merit yavchen ben malchi Yisrael malchi akum, if you merit, you'll be able to see the distinction between the greatness of a true Jewish king and the greatness of Gentile malchus. Therefore, you see that the people in Yerushalayim didn't just have good things happen to them; they had a different perspective on what is a good thing, right? When you're somech geula letzvila, nothing bad happens to you, perhaps you could say, because then you see things differently. And something that a great rabbi of the Gemara would say was a really bad day, a great person from Kol HaKadosh Yerushalayim would say, no, actually it was great because you got great spiritual insight from it. So perhaps somech geula letzvila changes your perspective as well. When you get up there, ask, you get to Yerushalayim, ki Eilis, right? You get up to Israel. So ask about Rav Bruna, my brother, b'maimed kol ha-chabura, and give him shalom in public. The Adam Godel who, because he's a very great man, the Sameach v'mitzvos, he's very happy about doing mitzvos. That's what makes him great. Zimna chada samach geula letfila. One day he managed to get geula letfila exactly right. The lo pasuk chukam mipume kuliyama. The whole day he was grinning. Hey chimatzi samach. How used to do it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan betchila hu omer Hashem svasai tiftach. Ulusof omer yulatzin may free. Since at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei you have to say Hashem svasai tiftach, which is not part of Shmoneh Esrei by definition. You're disrupting Shema geula, the bracha after Shema of Gal Yisrael to Tefillah. Amar Lazar, Tehei b'tefillah shel arvis. It must be my ma'ariv. Amar Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Bazaz, Gula shel arvis. L'tefillah shel arvis. We say, okay, if Gula tefillah is only at night, Ela Amar Lazar, Tehei b'tefillah samincha. Right? There's another teaching about that. So he said, well, okay, so this one must be talking about tefillah samincha. Rashi, Amar filu tema kulu. Kivin te kavua rabbanan, b'tefillah, ki tefillah arichta dami. Once they said to say, Hashem svasai tiftach, so it's considered like tefillah arichta. It becomes like an extended part of Shmoneh Esrei, even though it's not really part of Shmoneh Esrei. It has the halacha as if it is dilo temachi. Arvis hechimati samach velim hashkivenu at night. You say another bracha after Gal Yisrael of hashkivenu. El kivin tekin rabban hashkivenu kula richta dami. Once the rabbanan established to say hashkivenu, it becomes like geula arichta. Hachanami kivin the rabban b'tfila. Since the rabbanan said before Shmoneh Esrei, you should say Hashem svasai tevta kivila richta dami. It has a din of an extended davening. Michti hayul ratzin mei fi mashal b'sof u'mashal meikara. The inul lemeimar. May my words be desirable to you, you know, would have meaning whether said before or after. Why did they decide to say Yul HaRatzon after Shmoneh Esrei and not before? Let me make clear, you might as well say before. Amar of Yehuda, Reder Shimon ben Pazi, Hovelo Amar David Alach Yudches Parshas. Because King David only said Yul HaRatzon Mefi after 18 Prakim of Tehillim. Lefikach Tekin Rabban Alach Yudches Parshas. Hani Yudches Yudches Avin. Wait a minute. Yul HaRatzon Mefi does not come after 18. It comes after 19. Kapitlach of Tehillim. Asher Yeshua Amog Shugayim Chada Parshahi. The first and second Parshias of Tehillim are actually one perek. Aleph and Beis is really one. So we have them broken up into two. The rabbis of the Gemara had them broken up into two, but really they're one. The Amr of Yudah Breda Yashim Ben Pazi. Kuf Gimel Parshias Amr David Lomar Haluka. Asher Abba Mavalasin Shor Shama. David HaMelech said 103 Parshias of Tehillim before he said the word, before he celebrated the downfall of Rasham. Shnamer Yitamu Chatar Min Ha'aretz Rasham. And then Baruch Shinash Yashim Haluka. He never said the word hallelujah until 103 chapters were behind him. So you think it's the most popular word in Tehillim, but the first 103, it's not mentioned. That's astonishing, right? Baruch Nafshi Hashem Haleluka. Hani Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalav. Wait a minute, it's in 104. Elosh Mamina Asher Ishru Lamaruk Shugayim Chada Parsha. You see from there also that the first two chapters of Tehillim are considered one chapter. Kol Parsha Shahaya Chaviva Al David Pasuk Baba Asher. See him Baba Asher. Any beloved section of Tehillim, David started and ended with Ashrei. Pasuk Baba Asher. Tzev Asher Ish. He began with Ashrei, the Tehillim with Asher Ish. V'siyim ba'Asher Yitzchiv Ashrei Kol Chosebo. That's the end of Psalm 2. Top of Yod Amud Aleph. Hani Bar Yone, there were these ruffians, these bad guys. Dahavu B'Shivavuse D'Rav Meir, who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Meir. V'Avakam Atzara Lake Tuva. They were driving him crazy. Havakaboy Rav Meir Rachmi Elai. Rav Meir was praying on about them. Ki Hechi D'Lamusu, that they should die. It would have been better for them to die than to bother Rav Meir. I mean, terrible. Amr Lai Bruria D'Visu. Bruria, his wife, said to him, My Daitcha, what's your approach? Is it because of that pasuk of Mapalosin Shal B'Shoam that the Chatoim should be wiped out, sinners? Miksiv Chotim? It doesn't call them Chotim. Chatan, the word for sinners is also the word for sins, right? So the ode, furthermore, shvil l'seifei dekra, bend down and look at the end of the pasuk, because they wrote, they learned on, you know, even in a book, you know, it would go that way, but certainly in a scroll, right? Urisham od enam, it says there will be no more risham. Kiven de yitamu chatan, risham od enam, right? So once sins are gone, right, then risham od enam. So there'll be no more sinners. Right? It must be that what you're supposed to do is daven for them to do tshuva, and then there'll be no more wicked people because they've all done tshuva. He davened for them, and the people did tshuva. There was a Sadducee who said to Bruria, an akara should sing because she didn't have children. She'll sing the barren woman. She didn't have children. She didn't give birth. She should sing. That's a ridiculous reason to sing. I'm like, Shatya, Shilah Sefi Dekra. You fool. Look at the end of the puzzle. Because she has more children than the one who had intercourse. Amar Hashem, Elamai Akara Lo Yalada. Then what does the pasuk mean of the Akara who didn't give him? Rani Knesset Yisrael, to sing. O Knesset Yisrael, Shadom Leisha Akara, who is similar to a barren woman, Shalom Yalda Banim Legehenim Kivasaychu, who doesn't produce children who are going to rot in hell like you. Am Leihot Tzaduki LeRabbo. The certain Tzaduki said to Rabbo, Ksiv Mizmal Dav Baruch Nev Shalom Bano, Ksiv LeDavid Michtam Baruch Nev Shaul B'Ma'ara. So Hai Maisa Hava Bereisha, Michti Maisa Shaul Hava Bereisha, Lech the Bereisha. He says there's a song about running away from Avshalom, running away from Shaul, but the one from Avshalom happened later. So why is the one from Shaul written later? It should be written in order. I'm like Atun Delo Dashin and Smuchin Kashuluchu. You guys don't know how to interpret things based upon where they're placed together in the Torah. So Ananda Dashin and Smuchin Lo Kashalon. Dav Rav Yochanan Smuchim in the Torah Nayin. Rav Yochanan said Smuchim in the Torah. The fact that two things are placed near each other is meaningful conceptually. Smuchim. Why is the parsha of Avshalom written next to the parsha of Gog and Magog? A person would say, how could it really be that an Eved, right, rebels against his master? I mean, look to the story of Avshalom. You understand the psyche and things behind a son rebelling against his father. So then this can also happen. So apparently they're conceptually linked. What does it mean? Her mouth was opened with wisdom, and the Torah of Chesed was on her tongue. Regarding who did Shlomo say this pasuk? He said it about his father David. So the Eishes Chayil was David HaMelech. Shadar b'chamisha olam amashira. He lived in five different worlds and sang shir in all worlds. Dar b'me'imo, he lived in his mother's womb. V'amashir shnam barchi nafesh Hashem v'kol kravai Hashem kacho. Yatzlav yar'olam, he came out to this world, to the air. V'nistakel b'kochavim mazolas, he looked at the moon, at the stars and planets. V'amashira, he sang shir shnam barchi Hashem alach gibar kolach ozdavar l'shma b'kol devaro. Baruchu Hashem kol tzivav. Yanach nishteimo, he drank from his mother's breasts. Then istakel bidadehang, and he looked at her breasts. Ve'amar shira, and he sang. Shnama barchinav shem ve'al tishri called gemulav. What is called gemulav? My called gemulav. Amar avosha also the dadim b'makom bina, that they are put in an intelligent place. The breasts. So what does that mean? It means that with other animals, right? They're placed much lower on the animal. So that a baby does not have to look at the place of erva, Whereas with a pig or a cow or something, right, the animal, the baby would be looking at a different part of the body. Ramasa says it's also intelligent. So that a person, the baby, is not drinking from a dirty place. He also saw another world, five different worlds. One of them, he saw the downfall of the wicked. And the final world was the day of death. It's a different kind of existence. From Rashi, and he said, so that last one, the fact that he said, "Hod v'hador lavashta," what does it have to do with death? From the end of the context there, "Tichsiv tastir panecha yibahelun tosef tivase tosef ruchan yigaveyun." So the pasuk there later talks about explicitly about a person's spirit leaving them and passing away. Rasimi bar ukva. The Amrila Mar Ukva. So one of these great rabbis have Shrech Medir Shuban Paziva Masara Gadatha Kamedir Shuban Levi. Amrile, Maidiksiv Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem Vichol Kiravai Es Shem Kadsho. What does it mean? Bless my soul, Hashem, and all my innards, his holy name. Amrile, Bo Ureish Lokminis Kadsh Baruch Midas Pasuadam. Come and see that it is not like the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midah of human beings. Humans are different than them. If you draw something on the wall, you can't give it life, right? You draw a picture on the wall, so that's what you got. He creates a form within another form, right? A baby within another human being. He puts inside of that new form, spirit and soul, innards, b'nei me'ayim, and intestines. V'ayinu amr Chana, ein kadosh kashem ki ein biltecha v'ein tzur kelokenu. Chana saying, my ein tzur kelokenu, what does it mean? There is no rock like Hashem. Ein tzayar kelokenu, there is no artisan like Hashem, no one who forms things like Hashem. My ki ein biltecha, what does it mean that there's no one other than you? I'll take ein biltecha, and ein levalosha. Nobody outlasts you. Shalok k'midas kadosh baruch k'midas basar v'dam. Basar v'dam, my si yadav m'valano so. If you create something, it outlasts you. Someone has children, they generally outlive him. Someone builds a table, the table is around long after he dies. Kadosh baruch m'valano ma'isa, but Hashem outlives the things he creates. Amalei, ana hachi, ka amina le lach. Hani chamisha barchi nafshi keneged mi amar ador, lomar keneged kadosh baruch. The five barchi nafshis, King David said, corresponding to Hashem, u keneged neshama, and corresponding to the soul. Ma kadosh baruch melo kol ha'olam. Just like Hashem fills up the entire world, the soul fills up one's entire body. God sees, but he cannot be seen. The soul cannot be seen, but it sees. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world alive, sustains the world, right? If your neshama leaves your guf, you're not alive. Hashem is pure. After Shama Tahor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in private, whatever that is supposed to represent. After Shama Yosheves Bechadri Chadarim, it's in the most inner chambers. Your neshama, it's not something. Yavo Misha Yesh Bechamish Ramalol Vishbech Lamisha Yesh Bechamish Ramalol. So if you ever want to explore what the word neshama even means, this Gemara is a great starting point. Pasuk says in Koheles, who is like the wise man who can interpret things? Who is like God who knows how to make a pshara, a compromise between two tzaddikim, between Chizkiyahu and Yeshaya. Chizkiyahu Amar, Leis Yeshaya Gabai, Chizkiyahu said, Yeshaya should come to visit me. We find that Eliyahu went over to Achav. So Chizkiyahu is the king, Yeshaya is the prophet. So he says, he should come by me. We find Yeshaya says, he should come to me, because the king, in another context, came before the prophet. Hashem wanted them to interact, so he brought suffering to Chizkiyahu. So now Yeshaya knows that he has to go visit the sick. So the Navi came to him and said, announce to your family your last will and testament. You're dying and you will not come back to life. What does it mean you're dying and you won't live? You're going to die in the physical world, right? You won't live in Olam Abba. I'm like, Michael, what's all this? I'm like, Mishum Dol Sakti B'Hiviv, because you decided not to have children. I'm like, Mishum Dechazoyli B'Ruch Kodesh, because I could see in Ruch Kodesh, and I've given me Bun of the Lamali. I see Bun in the Lamali. I have very bad children. I'm like, but how do you kafshi Derech Mon Allah Alach? These secrets of the merciful one are not for you. You are supposed to do your part. If there's going to be good or bad people, and Hashem knows that, you don't get to change your behavior because of that. And God will do what He pleases. You do what He told you. Let me marry your daughter. Maybe between my schus and your schus, I will have good children. I'm like, so he says, you know, the gzeirah is already decreed. He says, there's no such thing. Stop your prophecy and get out. There's no such thing as it's too late, I'm going to die. I have a Kabbalah from my father's Beis Avi Abba, from my family's house, which is King David. Should a very sharp sword be placed at the neck of a person still, we should never give up, no matter how desperate the situation seems. Even if I would be killed, I will still, you know, hope to Hashem. Even if the master of dreams, an angel, right, a prophet, an expert in dreams, tells a person that he's dying tomorrow, he should not give up, he should not stop praying. You know, lots of dreams, there could be nonsense and all kinds of things. Ki es Elokim yare. The one thing you should do is fear Hashem under all circumstances. Miyad, Vayesef Chizkiyo, Panav El Hakir, Chizkiyo faced the wall. That's how we describe davening. Vayesfal Hashem, he prayed to Hashem. So what do I care that he faced the wall? My kir, Rav Shimon Levi, Mikiros Libo, from the walls of his heart. Shemar, may I, Ochilo Kiros Libo. It's an expression for deep internal prayer. Rav Levi Amar Al Iske Hakir. It was on the matter of the wall. The Shunammite woman who made one small aliyas kir, you know, she made a little place for the prophet to eat and sleep and whatever. Avi Abba shechafa esahechal kulo bekesav azov. My ancestor who filled the Shlomo HaMelech, right, who filled the Hechel with silver and gold. So many walls for Hashem, so much paneling, right? Zechor no esu sheslach lefonecha ve'emes v'leiv shalem. Right. So what did he do? What are the good things that he did? That he would always be somech ulah letfila, like we're saying before. The Levi Amar shegana sefer refuos, that he hid the book of refuos so that other people should be able to daven. So his tefila should be answered because people were relying too much upon these magical book of refuos. And so he hid it so that people would actually start trusting Hashem. Again, six major things that Chizkiyahu did. Al gimel hodulo, three things the Rabbanon agreed to. Al gimel hodulo, but about three things they didn't agree to. Al gimel hodulo, gana sefer refuos hodulo. He hid the sefer refuos. Kites nachash anachoshes. He crushed down the nachash anachoshes because the people would worship it. The hodulo, the greed. Gira atzos aviv al mita. He schlepped. His father was a terrible Russia, and he schlepped his bones. Right, Almita shel chavolim, a very, very disrespectful way of treating his father after he died, to show that he was a Russia, that doesn't matter that he was a kid, doesn't matter anything else. V'hodulo, v'algimu lo hodulo, but three things he did, they didn't agree with him. Sasa me gichon, he closed up the gichon springs, the me'ashi loach, v'lo hodulo, he didn't agree. Katas dalsos hechal v'shagrom l'melech asher, he cut off the doors of the hechal and mailed them to the king of Asher. V'lo hodulo, he didn't agree that was an appropriate thing. Avar Nisan benisan v'lo hodulo, he also made Nisan a leap month, and they didn't agree with him. Did Chizkiyahu not know the basic Torah teaching that Chodesh HaKadashim, right, about Nisan teaches Zen Nisan ve'en acher Nisan, you can't have two Nisans. Elatah b'de Shmuel, he made an error with Shmuel's teaching. Damar Shmuel, ein arvenes Hashanah b'yom shloshim shel Adar, on the 30th day of Adar, you can't make a leap. Your hov ro l'kolo Nisan, since the 30th day of Adar could technically already be Nisan, you cannot turn it, invent an Adar Sheni once it gets to the 30th day of Adar. You have to wait another year to do a leap year. Sover Hover Roy Lormin, he didn't agree with Shmuel's approach of, since it theoretically could have been Nisan, then it's too late for a leap year. And therefore he made a leap year on 30th of Adar and went back to a second Adar, but it's sort of that they didn't agree halachically that you could do that. A person who asks for Hashem to help him in his own merit, they help in the merit of others. A person who says, help me in the merit of others, they will help him in the merit of himself. Moshe said, remember in the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avadecha, remember the Hashmidim, lulei Moshe Bechiro. So Hashem said, I would have destroyed him if not for Moshe. Amad beperetz lefonov lahashiv chamasa mehishkes chizkiyo tolo. Sorry, did I skip a line? Right. Okay. Our parents, the fun of Lashiv Chamaso, may hashkis. Okay. Cheskiyahu, however, tala b'schus atzmo. Dechsev zechor na es asher eslach lefonecha. So Cheskiyahu asked for how. Remember how I walked before you. Tala b'schus achem. They gave him in the merit of others. V'shenav v'ganosi al irazos lo shil lamani laman David avdi. In the merit of David, right? Is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Behind the Rishu ben Levi, the Rishu ben Levi, Maidich, Sev, Hinei, L'Shalom, Mar, Li, Mar, Afilu, Mar, Li, Mar, Afilu, B'Shosh, Shashigar, Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom, Mar, Ha'ala. Even when Hashem sent peace to Chizkiah, it was a little bitter for him because he wasn't getting it. Hashem is saying, I'm doing it in the merit of your ancestors, but not in your own merit. Nasa na aliyas kir ketana. Rabbi Shmuchadamar aliyah perua ha'isa. So when we said that the Shunamis made, right, a little attic for the prophet to stay in, so some say it was an open Aliyah Peru, like an open attic, Haisa, Vikiruha, and she, covered it over. The Chadam Achsadra Gedola, Haisa, was some large porch, Vichukul Ashnaim, and she divided it into two. So she built a horizontal, a vertical wall to make him into a little section. Bishlaman Achsadra Haya, Dichliv Kir. I understand that you would call it a wall if it's something vertical. Amandar Aliyah, my Kir, Shekiruha, that she plastered, it means like she plastered over the top. Bishlaman Aliyah, Hainu Dichliv Aliyas. I understand if you say it was an attic. So then that makes a lot of sense. A rooftop. It means like a really good kind of a house. You know, good the best part of the home. Vinasim lo shum mita shulchan kisei benor. We place him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. A person wants to get benefit from the community. As a leader, he should get benefit like Elisha did from the Shunamis. A person doesn't want to, has the right to not benefit like Shmuel HaRamasi. V'tshuvaso HaRamasa Kisham Beso. He would go back to Rama, which is Nazar. He would take his whole family with him. He would take his whole household with him, and he didn't require any hospitality. I know this man is holy. Women have better intuition about guests than men. Kadashumi no yada. How did she know he was holy? Rabbi Shmuel Chadar Meshlo Rasa Zvuv over Al Shulchan. She never noticed any zvuvin, right? Any flies flying around his table. Chadar Masadin Shalpishnis Yalmito. She placed a linen sheet on his bed. Veloas to carry olav, and she never saw a drop of semen on it. Kadosh, who he's holy. Amr Yosef Bechanina. Who Kadosh? Umeshares. And he's holy. Kadosh who? But his Meshares Gechazi was not Vegas. Gechazi lahodfa. Gechazi approached her to push her away. Amr Yosef Bechanina. Shachzav Ahod Yafya. He grabbed her in her glorious area. That means he grabbed her breasts. Over Aleinu Tamid. He's always passing by us. Amr Yosef Bechanina. Mishim Rebelezim and Yaakov. Kol Amrech Tamachom Besoch Beso. Umaneu Minachasam. Alakot Zkilu Makriv Tamidim. The language compares the Korban Tamid, a person who hosts a Talmud Chacham in his house and gives him benefit from his estate. It's as if he offered the Korban Tamid. A person should not stand in a high place and pray. He should stand in a low area and pray. From the depths, I call to you, Hashem. So if you're going on a hike and you're going to daven, wait till you get to the bottom. Instead of trying to get to the top to daven at the peak. A person shouldn't stand in a chair or a stool or a tall place. There's no greatness before Hashem. He's the big one, and you should feel small. You're supposed to feel poor and small in relationship to Hashem. A person who prays should keep their feet together, Shnemer v'raglam regel yeshara. Their legs are one straight leg. Amr Yosef Bechanina, right? That's talking about the malachim. Amr Yosef Bechanina mishum Rabach Yaakov. Ma'idik siv lo sochlu al adam. What does it mean? Don't eat on the blood. Lo sochlu. Don't eat. Kodem shetispal al dimchem. Before you have prayed over your own life. A person who eats and drinks and only afterwards prays, the pasuk says, you've thrown me over your shoulder. Right? It's like arrogance for a person to take care of their own needs first and then pray. After he was arrogant, took care of himself. And then he accepted Malchus Shemayim. It has to come first. You have until 3 hours. He said, halacha taka is that you have longer to say Kriya Shema than immediately at Netzach Chama. If you read it later, you're not losing anything. But you shouldn't say the brachas too late. We have another place where it says, you haven't lost out, and you can say the brachos. So we say, no, you actually can say the brachos even after the 3 hours. What does it mean to eat at and lose? Of course, you can always say the Shema. So why are we saying you didn't lose? It means you didn't lose that opportunity to say the brachos. You make the two brachos before and the one after. It is a greater deed to say Kriya Shema on time than to study Torah. We said it's, you haven't lost that. It's at least as good as reading the Torah. That implies Michlal the Korba Onasa Adif. That if you read at the right time, you have the value of Korah B'Torah and the value of Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah, they shame arm be'erev kolam yate. And even every person should lean when they say Shema v'yikra, and then say it. Rebokeh yamot shenemar v'shachlo u'kumecha. It says, when you lay down and when you stand up, any person can read in whatever position they are. When you're walking along the way, why is it when you're laying down and when you're standing up? It's talking about during the time of day. It's being described experientially as lay down time and stand up time, but you can do it in any position you want. I was coming from the way. And I went out of my way to lean, like Beis Shammai says. And I actually wound up getting in danger by armed bandits. You deserve it, because you violated the words of Beis Hillel. Bishlam and Beis Hillel come afar shi tamayu. Beis Hillel explained their reason, and what they think the reason for the pasuk of Beis Shammai is. In other words, Beis Hillel explains their principle, and they say, to tell you the time. But why does Beis Shammai not agree with Beis Hillel? We have a way of saying morning and evening. Why would it say b'shach b'chol v'kumecha when you lay down and when you stand up to tell you evening and morning? You say evening and morning, right? It must be, right? B'shach shchiva, shchiva mamish. It means you should really be laying down. U'b'shach kima kima mamish. You should really be standing up. U'b'shamai, hayu v'lechtecha b'derech my avlehu. What do they do with the fact that the pasuk says when you're walking along the way? Humi boile l'kidatanya b'shivtecha b'veisecha. When you're sitting in your house, prat l'osek b'mitzvah. That b'lechtecha, right? U'b'lechtecha b'derech prat l'chosan. So they learn that when b'lechtecha b'derech is not telling you you can do it standing or sitting or walking. It's telling you that when you're traveling on your own way, as opposed to a chosan. Mikan amru, what does it mean? Hakonis as a besula, a person who marries a virgin, patur. He doesn't have to say Shema, because he's not busy with derech, he's busy with a mitzvah. This almana, a person who marries an almana, chayiv is obligated. My mashma, why? Amar papaki derech, like traveling. Ma derech rishus. Generally, when we say a person's traveling, we mean he's doing what he wants to do. He's traveling to do something that's a rishus, not a mitzvah necessarily. I've called rishus. So anything that's a rishus, milo, skin, because of the mitzvah, wait a minute. Can't the derech also be that a person is traveling to go do a mitzvah? Avilu hachi amrachmana likri, and the Torah still says to say Shema, imkin lifter chana b'sheves uveleches. When you sit, and when you go, my b'shivtecha uvelechtecha, with your own traveling, b'sheves didach uvelechas didach. It's something that you're doing for your own purposes, not for a mitzvah. Hudma cheves, hadim mitzvah p'tiras. But if it's for a mitzvah, you're pater. Ihachi afilu konis salmana. It's also a mitzvah to have intercourse with your wife who was married before. So we say it depends what kind of mitzvah, right? High tarid v'high low tarid. When it's a besula, a person is more tarid. You know, he's more, it's more complicated. But with an almana, it's less complicated. So we say, imisham tirda, if you're saying that when a person is overwhelmed with a task, so I mean, even if a person lost their ship in the ocean, they lost their whole fortune, if you want to tell me, yeah. So you say, alama amarav abarazavta amarav, aval chai b'chol mitzvah mitzvah mitzvah. If a person lost a relative, they still have to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah, chutz minat tefillin, with the exception of tefillin, shari, nemer, and pe'er, because tefillin are called pe'er, shnemer, pe'er, chavos shalecha. Tefillin are called pe'er, and therefore we don't wear them when a person on the first day. So hasam tarid tirda de mitzvah. Over there, a person is tirda de mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah and it's an overwhelming sort of mitzvah, hacha tarid tirda de rishos. But when it's a tirda de rishos, then you still have to say Shema. You have to try to get that out of your mind. Beis Shammai, we buy le prat le shluchei mitzvah. So Beis Shammai says no. You learn that to exempt shluchei mitzvah from Shema. Beis Hillel, I mean mele Shema mina dafilu b'derech nami kari. So Beis Hillel says the pasuk is really telling you about the position you may last be in physically, and you can walk and whatever you want. But also you learn from the pasuk once it says that, you also learn that even when you're on the derech, you should be reading. Tana Rabbanan. Beis Hillel Amru Omdi V'Korin, Yoshin V'Korin, Matin V'Korin, Hochem V'Derech V'Korin. Beis Hillel says you can do it in any position, sitting, standing, walking. Osim Malachim V'Korin, you can do your job and be saying Shema. If there was a story where Rabbi Shmuel was laying down to say Shema, was laying down, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting up, Shema came, Hita, Rabbi Elazar v'zokah, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar leaned down, he had been sitting up, and Rabbi Shmuel sat up. He said, listen, Yishmael Achi, let me ask you, Yishmael, my brother. So Rabbi Shmuel clearly holds like Beis Hillel. He says, you know, a mashal, right? Yeah? The person says, they tell the guy, your beard is extremely long. You know, I do it because there's other people cut their beards. So that's why I grow it insanely long. If I was sitting up, you stay leaning. The minute I lay down, you quickly sit up. I do like Hillel, and you do like Shammai. See, Beis Shammai really holds that you have to be laying down. Beis Hillel says you could lay or sit. So why do you have to sit up? So Talmidim shouldn't see and think the halacha is that you have to lay down. Therefore, I specifically sat up, so no one should make the mistake. My velo od. V'chitim Beis Hillel nami islu matin. Because the Gemara explains, what's velo od? You might think Beis Hillel also holds that you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema laying down. Hanami l'dimata v'asame kar. Excuse me. That's if the person was laying down already. Right? Since you were sitting up and then you laid down, so then the people will think, oh, you must hold like Beis Shammai Shemit Tamina v'kol halacha l'doros, and the halacha will be established forever like Beis Shammai. Therefore, I quickly set up to make sure no one should make that mistake. Tanu Rebbe Cheskel, Aske Rebbe Shammai, Aske Rebbe Hillel. Rebbe Cheskel says you could do either like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Rebbe Cheskel, Aske Rebbe Shammai, Losol L'klum. No, if you did like Beis Shammai, you haven't done a thing. Detan Mishai Rosh, Ruv B'Sukkah, B'Shachal B'Sukkah Bayis. A person whose head and the majority of body were in the sukkah and his table was in the house. Beis Shammai says possible. Beis Hillel machshir. Amar lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said Beis Shammai. Shahalu zikne Beis Shammai zikne Beis Hillel vaker es Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis. Right, there was a story that the elders went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis. Matzi shai rosh of ruv sukkah, that his majority of his body and his head was in the sukkah. Beis Shammai sukkah bayis, but the table was in the house. Velo amar lo klum. He didn't say a thing to them. Answered the people of Beis Shammai. Amar lahem misham raya. That's a raya. We have the same story with a different ending. Afheim Amrulo, the Taka said to him, Im Kane Isanoig, look kiam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If you do this, you've never filled the mitzvah sukkah in all your life. If you do like Beis Shammai, you're chayev misa. It's a very, very bad idea to do it. Not literally chayev misa, but figuratively. Because of the story from our Mishnah. Because Reb Tarfon says, I leaned over. By violating the words of Beis Hillel, you deserve to die. Mission on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Mid Aleph. In the morning, a person makes two brachas before and one afterwards. You have two brachas before Shema, and two afterwards. One is long, one is short. In a place where they said you have to make a long bracha, so then, ain rishai lekatzir, you're not allowed to shorten it. Lekatzir, ain rishai laharich. If it's a short bracha, you're not allowed to lengthen it. Lachtam, if there's a baruch atah Hashem at the end of the bracha, ain rishai shalol lachtam, you're not allowed to reword it to take that out. Shalol lachtam, if there is no baruch atah Hashem at the end, you're not allowed to add one in. Ain rishai lachtam, ma'im mevarich. What's the bracha? Amar Yaakov, Amar Voshaya. Morning, you say yotzer arvarich hoshech. Leimer yotzer ar uvare noga. If you want to say it's like it's written in the pasuk says osher shalom v'ray ra. It doesn't say bore es hakol, right? Yosu arvoy choshech osher shalom v'ray es hakol, right? So we say mikar minan dechsev elak siv ra. It says ra the krinan hakol, and we say hakol. So we say lishna ma'alia hachanami lema noga lishna ma'alia. So instead of saying choshech, let's switch it to the word noga, which is like a nicer way of saying it or something. About my rabbi, to the husky, midas yom, balaylo, midas laylo. We want to make sure to mention light and dark, because we want to mention the evening in the morning and the morning in the evening. Bishlam is laylo b'yom. I understand it, mentioning the night in the daytime. Can I be yotzer or uvarei choshech? And the midas yom balaylo hechem mishkachas. So where do we find that we mention the daytime in the night? Rabbi, golul or mipnei choshech, the choshech mipnei or. So we talk about dark and light, even in Ma'ariv. V'idach mai he. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ahava Rabba. V'chein orile Rebbelaz. The other bracha is Ahava Rabba. V'chein orile Rebbelaz lepedas berei Ahava Rabba. That is the other bracha that is said before Shema. Tan Rabbi Hachi, Ein Avas Olam Ela Ava Rabba. You do not say Avas Olam Ela Ava Rabba. I mean Avas Olam. The rabbis say no. You do say Avas Olam. V'chein Omer Avas Olam Avticha. Eternal love. I have loved you. Al Kein Meshachti Chased. Therefore, I have found kindness. You know, given you kindness. Amar Rev Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hishkim L'Shanos Ad Shalo Kara Kriyat Shema. A person gets up to learn before saying Kriyat Shema. Tzarech Levarich Mishikra Kriyat Shema. Ain Tzarech Levarich. A person only has to say Birkas HaTorah if he didn't yet say Shema. But if a person said Shema, he doesn't have to say Birkas HaTorah anymore. Shekvar Nifter Ba'Ava Rabba. The bracha of Ava Rabba is a substitute for Birkas HaTorah. Amar Ravuda L'Mikra Tzarech Levarich. For mikra, right, for scripture, you have to make a bracha. L'midrash ain't tzarech levarich, but for other things, you don't necessarily have to make the bracha. Rashi is talking about sifri for the interpretation of the pesukim. Rabbi Lazar Amar l'mikra u'l'midrash tzarech levarich. For mikra and mishnah, you have to make a bracha. It's interpreting the pesukim, but l'mishnah for mishnah ain't tzarech levarich. You don't have to make a bracha. Yochanan after mishnah nami tzarech levarich. After the talmud ain't tzarech levarich. You have to do for mishnah, but not for gemara. After the talmud tzarech levarich. But Rava says in the Talmud Pasuk, even for gemara learning, a person has to make birkas haTorah. Darav chibar ashi zimun tzagin. I have a kamina kamei derav l'tnuye pirkin b'safra debe rav. Have a makne v'kamashi yodei ubaruch umas le'pirkin. Many times I was with Rav to learn, Talmudic subjects, and he would wash his hands and make a bracha before learning. My mevarich Amr v'Yehuda Amr Shmuel Asher Kachan v'Zavon Lasek v'Devesor. You make Lasek v'Devesor. V'Yachad Misayim B'Hachi Harav Na Hashem L'Kenz Divrei Tzchadfino Fiyos Am V'Yisrael V'Nenach V'Tzatzayin V'Tzatzam Kavei Yisrael Kolon D'Yishmecha V'Oskei So Rosecha Bracha To Hashem Hamilame Torah Lama Yisrael V'Menur Amar Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am V'Nas Lamas Torah Rosso Bracha To Hashem Nas Natar V'Menur Azui Me'ula Sheb Brachos. This is the finest of brachos. Hilchach Meminu Kulu. Therefore, we need to say all of these, which is indeed what we do. Tanan Hasam Amar Lama Mone Baruchu Bracha Achas. So this is talking about when the Mishmaros were switching in the Beis HaMikdash, the different groups, so they would say, the one who was in charge would say, give a bracha, v'hem berchu v'karu aseres hadibros. They would then say the Ten Commandments. This is in the morning. Sorry, this is not when they were switching. And this is just when they would pray in the Beis HaMikdash. They would say, the aseres hadibros, shema v'hayim shema v'amru Vayomer uvarchu es ha'am gimel brachos. They would then bless together with es ha'am, means with the nation, with the people there. Three brachos, emes v'yatziv, v'avoda u'birchas kahanim. U'b'shabbos, nosif v'brachachas v'mishay yotza. On Shabbos, they would add another one because they were switching out the mishmaros. My bracha achas. Ki hadar v'asi v'rav yosi bar abba iklola hu asra bomine. My bracha achas. So we want to know, what was this bracha, the special Shabbos bracha that they said for the mishmar that was leaving and the mishmar that was coming? Lahav v'yadayus. They asked him and they didn't know. V'asi shalul rav masna. Lahav v'yadayus. They asked rav masna. He didn't know. Asi shalul rav Yehuda. Amrle hu hachi amar Shmuel. Ava Rabba, Ramar Zreka, Rami, Amar Shim Ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. So one said Ava Rabba, one said Yotzer. Kesser Vitzer, we also Amar Hadur Reb Zreka, Lava Feresh Etan El Nechloit. Right, Amar Reb Zreka. So it's not explicit from Reb Zreka, but it was implied. Amar Zreka, Amar Ami, Amar Shim Ben Lakish. Zosu Meres Brachos Em Akva Zuazu. You see from here that brachos are not Ma'akev one the other. Meaning you could say one and not the other, and it's not, you don't need to do both or none. E amir bishlam yotzer, or if you say the bracha was yotzer, or hainu de brachos ein ma'akos zu ez zu, de lo ka'ami avarabba. So I understand, yotzer or, because they're not saying avarabba, so you say it's ma'akos zu itself. E amir avarabba, right, havu, so then my brachos ein ma'akos zu ez zu. But if you say it's avarabba, so what's the problem? Why would you think dilma hay dilma amri yotzer or mishum dilma matas man yotzer or? It's entirely possible that they were doing this early enough in the morning that yotzer or wasn't appropriate. Vichim matas man yotzer have amri, they would say it later. Vimichlola, right? And if it's implied, my deimichlola la olam avarabba havarabba. So wait a minute. Maybe really they would say avarabba. Vichim matas man yotzer or amri lehim. And if they would say yotzer or later, my ein brachas makas zuazu, say the brachas. It means the order of saying them, you could say avarabba first and Yotza or later. And therefore, we can't necessarily prove which of those brachas was the extra one that they would say. The Koran HaTzeres HaDibros, Shema V'Hayim Shema V'Yamar Emes Yatzev V'Vodo Birchas Kanim. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Af Begvulin, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bikur Likros Kain, they wanted to say El Shakar Bitlu Mitzvei Tarumas HaMinim. They wanted to say the HaTzeres HaDibros, but they couldn't because of the Minim. It seems the early Christians who would say that all there is the Ten Commandments. So they decided not to say that. Tanya Amihachir Ben Asanom Begvulin Bikshu Likros Kain Ashkar Vitlam Mitzurim Saminim. Same thing. Rabbi Archana Sarv the Mekvino Besura. He wanted to establish it in Surah in Bavel. Amalei Avchizik Har Vitlam Mitzurim Saminim. He told me can't do it because of the complaints of the Minim. Amemar Sarv the Mekvino Ben Arda. Our Memar wanted to establish it also in the Arda. Amalei Rashik Har Vitlam Mitzurim Saminim. So you see that the Ten Commandments is really extremely important and ought to be said every day, but it couldn't be established in Tefillah because of concerns of things being misunderstood. Shabbos in Baraz Meshayot on Shabbos, they added in a bracha for the people who were leaving. My bracha achas. What was that one bracha? Rechel mishmar hayotze. Omer lemishmar hanichnas. The one that was leaving would say to the mishmar that was coming. Misha shikin eshma bayis hazeh. May he who put his name to settle in this home, Yashkin Benechem Ava Ach Vashalom V'Reyes, may he place among you Ava Ach Vashalom V'Reyes. You know, the Shechina brings Ava Ach Vashalom V'Reyes, which the only other time you know that language from is from a wedding, because Ishra Isha Shechina Benechem, and then that brings that exact same formula of Ava Ach Vashalom V'Reyes. Makom Shamer Laharich, a place that we were told to do a long bracha, you can't do a short mshita. If you, right, that if, so say it like this. If a person was holding a cup of wine in his hand and he thought it was beer, the person started the bracha thinking that it was about Shechar, but in the end, he made the bracha on wine, yatza, de'i, nami, im amar shakol ne'ibidvaro, yatza. Because even if you just said shahakol on a cup of wine, you're yatza b'di'evit. De'hatanan, al kulam amar shakol ne'ibidvaro. You could say shahakol on everything. Yatza. Ela heicha de'nakat, kasa de'shechar. The next person is holding, right, a cup of beer. The kasavar de'chamer, he thought it was wine, right? Pasuk baruch adayt de'lechamer. He starts the blessing thinking it's wine, and he ends with the shahakol. My, do we say the main part of the bracha we follow? Do we say, right, the baruch at Hashem part, or do we say on the chasima, the conclusion? If a person starts with yotzer or, but finishes the bracha with ma'ariv aravim in the morning, but if in the morning he says some of the ma'ariv aravim, but he finishes with the bracha of yotzer or at the end, yotze, he's yotze. Arvis pasuk marav arav v'siyam biyotzer arav. In the evening, you start with marav, but you end with shachris lo yatzah. Pasuk biyotzer arav v'siyam b'marav. But if you start the bracha with the wrong thing, but you end with the right thing, yatzah. Klal shadav hakol holech achar chasam. You see, everything depends upon the ending. Shani yasin dekam baruch yatzah ma'oros. There you say baruch yatzah ma'oros. Hanech l'rav dar makol baruch shem askar sashem eino bracha shapir. So over there, it's a little different because it doesn't have Hashem's name. But if you say if it doesn't have Hashem's name, it doesn't matter. If you say if it doesn't have Malchus, Melech HaOlam, it just says Baruch Ata Hashem, it doesn't have Melech in it. If you say without Melech, it's nothing. What are you going to say? Since it is significant, you're supposed to mention the night and the day and the day and the night. Hashem is the king over all of these. There's not the king of the day and the king of the night like other religions had. So once that's an important and integral part of the bracha, then even what you said at the beginning was germane and relevant. Tashma miseva klolosh. Right, we can learn from the end. Klolosh shadavar, it says hakol holech achar chasam. Everything goes by the ending. Klolosh shadavar lasuy by. What does it mean? The general rule is everything goes after the ending. That must be including something else. My love, say hadamar. Maybe it's including what we just said. Lo lasuy nama v'tamri. It's including bread and dates. Hey, what are you talking about? If you're talking about a person who ate bread, the kasamar d'hamri achol, but then he sits down to say al ha peros. Right, he's going to say the after bracha for dates. Upasach adaita d'tamri, and he starts out saying the bracha of that, v'siyim b'damah, but then he ends with Birkas HaMazon. So, Azana Takol. So, Hainu Ba'ayon. That is our very question. Lo tzricha kivin de'achol tamri. We're talking about, rather, a person who ate dates, v'kasavar nam, and he thought he ate bread. Achol. U'pasach b'danama, v'siyim b'datamri yatzah. He starts out saying benching, and he ends with alaperos. De'afilu siyim b'danama, even if he finished with the regular benching, nami yatzah. My time v'datamri nam ezan zayni, because at the end of the day, tamarim are very filling. And therefore, technically, if you benched after that, you would be yotze b'di'evit. I'm Rabbi Chanina Misaba Mishmei Durav. Kol shalom emes yatze shachris emes un aris leyat dechavoso. You have to say emes yatzev in the morning after Shema and emes amuna at night. Shema l'hage boker chazdecha, which is emes yatzev in the morning, b'amunascha b'alelos, and the amuna in Hashem in the evenings. That's emes amuna. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chanina Saba Mishmei Durav. From Mispal Kishu Korea Kor b'baruch. When a person is praying, he bows down at the word baruch Kishu Zokev Zokev b'shem. He stands up with the name Hashem. Hashem Ma'atam Tichsev Hashem Zokev Kivum. The name of Hashem stands up those who are bent down. May say, Mineshmi Niches Hu. Pasuk says, because of my name, he is down, he is bent over. Miksiv Bishmi. It doesn't say with me. Mipnesh means before my name, Ksiv. So before the name, he's bent down. When he gets to the name, he stands up. Amalei Shmuel L'chaye, L'chaya, L'chia Barav. Bar Urion. It means a Torah scholar. Tov Eim L'cha Milsam Ali Sada Amar Avucha. Let me tell you something amazing that your father taught. Hachi Amar Avucha. Here's what your father taught. Kishu Korea. When a person bows down, Korea Baruch. Kishu Zokev, Zokev B'Shem. When a person bows down, it's Baruch. He stands up. Wad Hashem's name. Rav Sheshes Kikara Kara Kechizra. Kizokev, Zokev Chivim. He bowed down like a Chizra, which is like a stick that falls flat down. And when he would stand up, he would stand up like a serpent. He would uncoil like a snake. That's like getting up there and ready to strike. So slowly. So he would show that bowing down was he was enthusiastic about, and retreating from his bow, he was less enthusiastic about. Rabba, the son of Chinna Saba, the name of Rav, said, Kol Shana, all year we say those blessings, except for the 10 days that are between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So this is already a source from the beginning that you had those other special blessings. When do we say if you said Akela Kadosh, you're okay, he says. My have Allah. He says, no, we do have to say Hamelach HaKadosh and Hamelach HaMishpat and not Hakel HaKadosh. A person has the ability to pray for his friend and he doesn't do so. He's a sinner. You know, it would be a sin to Hashem. For heaven forbid that I should do that. If a person is Talmud Chacham, you have to make yourself sick over the person. Maybe for a king we have to pray or not. Suck. King David said about Doeg and Achitofel, how they were so bad to him, and when they were sick, I would wear sackcloth and pray for them. So he would make himself sick over them. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Saba, Mishmei, Derav, Kol Oso, Dvar Avera, Misbayishbo, Mochlo, Kol Oso, this person doesn't Avera, which generally, Dvar Avera generally means Arayos, Mashon, others say. So a person who does a Dvar Avera, but then he's humiliated by it, they forgive him all of his sins. The power of humiliation is enormous. So maybe it's different when it's a whole community. So he doesn't mention Ilu Urim Vitumim Lokam. He says, I asked this one, I asked the prophets, I asked this, I asked that one. He doesn't mention that he asked the Urim Vitumim. Why? Mishum Dekatle Lenov Ir Kohanim, because he murdered unjustly Nov, the city of Kohanim. So you see, he was embarrassed of it, right? And therefore, we need to find now that he was forgiven. So how do we know that he was forgiven from heaven? Shenamar, Umachar ato uvanecha imi. Hashem says tomorrow, right, you and your son will be with me. So he was forgiven all his sins. He didn't need to be killed in battle in a gruesome way, but ultimately he and his son would be with Hashem in the most inner and close relationship. Abasko came out and said, choice one of God. Yeah, so Shaul, after all the different things he went through in his life, he was the most choice, perfect, chosen one of Hashem. Amr of Abahu bar ben Zutrisei, Amr of Yehuda bar Zvida. Bikshu kvar parshas Balak, parshas Kriyashma. They wanted to put the story of Balak into Kriyashma. Why didn't they do it? Mishum Tarach Tzibar, because it's just too long. You have to be mindful of how difficult it is for people to put up with long things. My time, Mishum Dixiv Bey, Kelmot Si. If it's because it's Hashem took them out of Egypt, there's other parashios that mention leaving Mitzrayim. It says in the pasuk, it says this pasuk about the Jewish people crouching like a lion and like a young lion, who's going to wake it up? Lema, hi. Psuka, why not just say that pasuk v'sulo, and that's all? We're supposed to only divide parshios up the way Moshe did. Why didn't they put parshas tzitzis? Why did they put parshas tzitzis in Kriyashma? Arvi Yehuda bar Chaviva, Neshesha Chamisha Dvarim, has five important subjects. Mitzvah tzitzis, tzitzis mitzrayim, all mitzvos, das, minim, vehirhur avera, vehirhur avodazara. So that sounds like six. Bishlam Hanitzlas, Mefarshan. All mitzvos, tichsiv reisam, also mischaitim is chomitzis Hashem. Tzitzis, tichsiv also lam tzitzis. Yitzias mitzrayim, it says asher hotzesi. Ela das minim, hir haver, hir harazara, right? Those last ones, which maybe das minim, and then hir haver, hir harazara is one, minolam, detanya, or maybe some people have the gears of six. Detanya, achare levavchem zu minus. Following your heart is minus, that's das minim. Vechenu omer, omer navaliva, ein elokim. So the disgusting person says in his heart there is no God. Achre einechem, following your eyes, zuhir hur avera. That's talking about seeing things you shouldn't see, sexual things. Shenever yomer Shimshon el aviv osa kachli ki hiyashar be'enai. Shimshon made a mistake and followed his eyes and saying she seems good in my eyes, but it shouldn't be good in his eyes. It should have been good in his mind. Atem zonim zuhir hur avodah zara. That which you stray after, this is here avodah zara. V'chinu omer ve'yiznu achare. They strayed after the Ba'olim. So indeed, right, those are the six things, and the Girsa is Shishador. Okay, says the Mishnah. Maskirin Yitzrayim B'Lelos. We remember Yitzias Yitzrayim in the evenings. Amar Lozman Azari, Harena Kiven Shim Shana, V'lo Zachisi, Shetom Yitzias Yitzrayim, we have to mention in the evenings. I'm 70 years old, said Lozman Azari, and I never was Zoche to understand that you have to do it at night. Atcha Darsha Ben Zomel, Lamantis, because you don't say the many times, Kol Yimechayecha, Mechayecha, Yom Kol Yimechayecha, Halelos, Amar Yimechayecha. So he said that it's from Kol Yimechayecha. The Chama said, Yimechayecha Lamazah, Kol, the word Kol is Lahavi, Liyamosa Mashiach, to include the days of Mashiach. Tanya, Amar Lozman Zomel, Lacham, Vechimaskir, Yitzrayim, those are Mashiach. Wait a minute, are we really going to mention Yitzrayim once Mashiach? There's an explicit passage. Days are coming, says God. They will no longer say, "Live, long live God," or by the a person will swear by God who took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Right, they'll swear by God who took the Jews, the Havia Zera basis from Eretz Tzfuna, whom we call Aratzah from the north, Eretz Tzfuna, we call Aratzah Shedakim Sham from all the different lands. So it's going to be so much more impressive than Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that they will no longer mention Mitzrayim at all. It'll just be secondary, but it's not nothing. Shibud Malchus, though, is going to be even bigger. Kids about to almost similarly look at Shimcha od Yaakov. Your name will no longer be Yaakov, only Israel. Yeshmecha. It's not that the name Yaakov is not going to be your name. It just means Israel is going to be your main name, Yaakov Tafalo, and Yaakov is your secondary name. Don't remember the early ones, Zeshibud Malchus. The Kadmonios al Tisbonu, Zeyatzin Tisraim. Hindi Osha Chadosha, Ata Titzvach. I'm doing even more great things, and all these other things you're not going to think about. The earlier things. Tana Rav Yosef, Zumel Chemes Gog Umagod. What is this talking about? It's talking about the war of Gog and Magog. Mashlom Adar Adome. What is this talking about? The Adam Shoyim Mahalik Baderech. When a person is traveling along the way, Pagabo Ze'ev, and he's attacked by a wolf. He's telling everyone he meets, "You're not going to believe this. A wolf attacked me." Halach Ma'is Ze'ev. Pagabo Ari, until a lion attacks him. Venitzlomimim, he's attacked. He's saved from the lion. Now he tells the lion story. Pagabo Nachash, but then a snake attacks him. Venitzlomimim, Shach Ma'is Shneim. So now he forgot already the first two because he's too busy talking about the late ones. Kachisol tzoros achronos, the later tzoros mishakos eser rishonos, make them the Jewish people forget the previous sufferings that they had. Avram, who Avraham. Avram is called Avraham. Betchil nasa avla Aram. In the beginning he was a king for Aram. Ulu besof nasa avla chol ha'olam. Later he became an av for everyone in the world. Kol olam kulo. Sarai he Sarah. Sarai is Sarah. Betchil nasa Sarai leumasa. Originally she was my princess. For her nation, Ulubisov Nasa Sarah, she became a princess. Lechol haolam kulo, to everyone in the world. Tani bar kapara kolakorela Avram Avraham Avram. Anybody calls Avraham Avram over by Asay violates a Torah commandment. Shenov v'haya shimcha Avraham. Your name should be Avraham. It's a Torah commandment to call him Avram. But those are over belav. He violates a negative commandment. Shenov lo yikro od shimcha Avram. Elamayata korela Sarah Sarai hachanami. Hasam kutcher brichu omer la Avram. Sarai ishcha lo tikre shema Sarai ki Sarah. No, so that was Hashem telling Avraham. So it wasn't. It doesn't say to all the rest of us that we can't call ourselves. After I call the Yaakov, Hachanami, Shani Hasan, the Hader, Ahadre, Kro. Yaakov, it says your name won't be Yaakov anymore. Then the pasuk goes back and calls him Yaakov. Remember Yaakov, Yaakov. When Hashem called to Yisrael and said Yaakov, Yaakov. Masrim Yossi bar Avin, Mitem Yossi bar Zvida, Atu Hashem came out, Tzharat bar Avram. How do we have a pasuk? How do we say every day, you chose Avram? I'm like, Hasam Navi Hu to come aside the Lishvachi, the Rachmana, by Dav Mekar. There we're talking about history. The Navi is saying in the old days you chose Avram before he became Avraham, but it's not actually calling him Avram now. It's just reminding us that used to be his name. Okay, Hadron Allah me emasai. Okay, second paragraph. Hay korbetor vekiyaz mana mikra ve im kivein libo yotza. a person was reading in the Torah and the time came to say Shema, if he had kavana to that the thing he was reading should be for Shema is Yotze, but prokim shom ne'a kavod, in between the sections, a person can ask somebody how they're doing out of respect, umeshiv, and he can respond. But emtza, in the middle, shom ne'ahir, he can ask someone out of fear that they're going to kill him, Rashi says, fear that they're going to kill him. It's not pikuach nefesh literally, but it's the sort of person that could theoretically kill you. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Be'emtza shom nehayira umeshiv." In the middle, you ask out of yira, and you respond mipnei hakavod. And meshiv mipnei hakavod. You respond even out of kavod or beprokim, and in between shom mipnei hakavod umeshiv shom lecha adam. You can start a conversation only if you need to honor the person, but you can respond to any person. Eluhin ben aprokim. Here are the ben aprokim. Ben bracha rishon l'shniyah, ben shniyah l'shma, ben shma l'hayim shma, l'hayim shma l'vayomer, ben yomer l'mesiyatziv, ben emesiyatziv. Ben Vayomer Lemes Yatziv Lo Yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says you should not disrupt between Vayomer and Emes Yatziv. Mishur Ben Karkal Lama Kadam Parsha Shema V'Lahayim Shemoa. Why does Shema come before Emes Yatziv? Because Shikavol Ol V'Mach Shemaim Tchilo V'Acham Makal Ol Mitzvahs. First, you should accept the yoke of heaven, and then you should accept the responsibility to do the mitzvahs. V'Hayim Shemoa L'Vayomer. V'Hayim Shemoa comes from Vayomer. V'Hayim Shemoa Noag Ben Bayom Ben Malayla. V'Hayim Shemoa is for the day or the night. V'Yomer Eino Noag Ella Bayom Bilvad. But Vayomer is only in the daytime. Okay. Shma mina mitzvah trichas kavana. You would see from here that mitzvahs require kavana. Just saying it is not enough. Ma'im kivin liba likros. So you say no, it doesn't mean that. It means if you have the kavana to read likros akar, you're reading bekar lahagia. When a person is reading to edit, they don't pronounce the words properly. They're just looking at how many letters there are. So they're not paying attention to the proper pronunciation, and therefore, that's not really considered reading. Tanur Banan Kriyat Shema Kichsava Devrei Rebbe. Kriyat Shema, as it is written, is that's the opinion of Rebbe. Chama Makol Lashon. If you come and say no, it can be said in any language at all, not just in Hebrew. My time of Rebbe Amakra V'Hayu says they should be V'Hava Yosin Yu as they are, they should be accessed. But my time I Amakra Shema says Shema B'Chol Lashon Tashema, any language that you understand. The Rebbe Nami Haksev Shema. Rebbe it also says Shema. So why doesn't he say B'Chol Lashon Tashema? Miboylei Hashma La'Azik Ma'ashad B'Zin. He needs that to say that saying Shema doesn't just mean thinking about it. You have to make it loud enough that your ears can hear. Rabbanan Tzavrilu came out to Amar Lo Hishmi Alazon Yotze. The Rabbanan must hold that even if you didn't hear it, you're still Yotze. Rabbanan Nami Haksiv Vahayu. Wait a minute, but it doesn't say Vahayu Haumi Boyle Shalikan Mafreya. That means you shouldn't read it out of order. Rabbi Shalikan Mafreya Minole. Who says you can't read it backwards? Nafkalemi Dvarim Hadvarim. He learns it from the fact that it says Dvarim Hadvarim. Rabban Dvarim Dvarim. They don't hold that Dvarim and Hadvarim is a particularly important drasha. They don't darshan anything from that. Lemeir Desover Rebbe Dekol Torah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nemar. Does this mean that Rebbe holds the whole Torah is really able to be said in any language? Only here we need a special pasuk to tell you Shema shouldn't be said in another language. If the assumption would have been that you could say Shema in any language, except there's something unique about Shema, it's Mishum Dechsev Shema, because it says Shema. So Shema sounds like Kol Asher Dat Shemea. That's why you need a special thing. So really, the whole Torah is written in Hebrew, right? And you have to say everything in Hebrew. Only here you might have thought because of Shema, that's why it says Vahayu. Lamli Itzrich Mishdech Zivahayu. Okay. Tanarabanan, Vahayu Shlo Yikul Mafreya. The Hayu says it can't be written backwards. You might think the entire parasha requires focus. These words, this much, you need kavana until Alav Avecha. After that, you don't need kavana. Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer. It says, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alav Avecha. That which I command you today should be on your heart. Mikana to Lamech Kol Parsha Kul Tzrich Kavana. Anything I command you today should be on your heart. I'm Rabbi Machana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I love Rabbi Akiva. Yigdamasni La Aha Ditanya. There are those who learn this whole thing about another text. Hakara Es Shema Tzar Shechavan Tzlivo. A person who read the Shema has to have Kavana. Is Harachem Shem Yehuda Omer. Given Shekivin Liv Perik Rishon. Shem Eino Tzarech. All you need is the first chapter. Rabbi Machana. Rabbi Yochanan. I love Rabbi Acham. Misham Misham Yehuda. Tanya Idach. There's another Brisa. V'hayu shol yikal lemafreya. V'hayu means you shouldn't read the Shema backwards. Alav avecha on your heart. Rav Zutra Amar Adkan mitzvahs kavana mikan velech mitzvahs kriya. To this point is the mitzvah of kavana. From here on, you only have to read. So Gemara is going to explain what this means. Rav Zutra Amar Adkan mitzvahs kriya mikan velech mitzvahs kavana. Until this point, you have to read. From then on, you only have to have kavana. Ma'ishna mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kriya. What does it mean? From here on, you have to read. It says you have to say all of it. It means until this point, you have to understand it, you have to have kavana and read it. From there on, you can just read, and not kavana is not necessary. What does it mean until now? Is the mitzvah of kavana ukriya? It says later the same language. So maybe you should also have to have kavana and kriya there. That pasuk is talking about something else. It's talking about where you place your tefillin, and nothing to do with your intention. Amar Mar, we learned. Rav Yosha Amar Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya Mikan Veilach Mitzvahs Kavana. Until this point is the Mitzvahs Kriya. Afterwards, you only have Kavana. Ma'ishna Mikan Veilach Mitzvahs Kavana. What does it mean that from here on you only have to have Kavana? Mishum Desiv Alavavchem Hachanami Haksiv Alavavecha Hachikamar Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya VeKavana. Until this point, all you have to do is you have to read and have Kavana. Mikan Veilach Kavana below Kriya. From here on, you have Kavana without Kriya. So there wouldn't be a necessary need to say it loud enough to be able to hear it. It's the same language. That's talking about something else, saying you should talk about Torah. The Torah would be saying, Agmiru benaychu Torah. Teach your sons the Torah, kihechi deligrasu behu, so that they should be, you know, well versed in it. That pasuk ad kan tzricha kavanas halev divrei Meir Meir says only that pasuk requires kavanas halev, right, the attention of the mind. Amar Rava Halacha Kirav Meir Tanya Somcha says kol amayich beechad meichel yamashlas. Person who makes the word echad long, his days and years are lengthened. Amar Rava Bar Yaakov ubedalit, he should emphasize the letter dalit. Amar Rav Ashi Bavachil Yachtav Beches. You can lengthen the dalit, but don't swallow the ches. He saw that he was doing a very, very, very long echad. Amar Lei, he said, listen, once you've made Hashem king over heaven and earth and the four directions of right every part of the globe, Sulo Tzirch, I don't know what else you're putting Hashem king over. You know, you're getting too carried away with this echad. It shouldn't be that long. Amr of Nasan Bar Mar Ukva Amr of Yehuda Alevavcha Ba Amida Alevavcha Salka Daitach. So Alevavcha should be standing up. He said Alevavcha, just that word needs to be standing up. Aleima Ad Alevavcha Ba Amida Vikan VeElach. So standing up really means not moving around. It doesn't literally mean standing up, but it means standing still. So if a person was doing something else and doing their work, they should still Alevavcha should be said. So we say, wait a minute, do you mean Alevavcha should be done standing still? Or up until Alevavcha, we say. Mikan ve'elach, lo. After that, you can walk around when you're saying Shema. The entire Shema should be said while sitting still and not doing other work or other things. So that's where we know that from. Tashma. Tanu Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zu Kriya Shema Shevidah Nasi. Just that pasuk is the full Kriya Shema that was recited by Rav Nasi. Amar Rav, Rav Chiya, lo chazina le Rebbe mekabel malchus shamayim. I never noticed Rebbe being mekabel malchus shamayim because he would start teaching early in the morning, and he would do Kriya Shema. I mean, he didn't have a time to do Kriya Shema. He would teach for many hours, starting from before the time of Shema. Amar Le Bar Pachde, son of nobleman, b'sha Shema v'yado alpanav. When he wipes his hand over his face during the shir, mekabel olav ol malchus shamayim. He's accepting upon himself ol malchus shamayim. Chozer v'gomer ena chozer. Does he go back and say the rest of it later or not? No, he doesn't go back and say it. He fulfilled his mitzvah. Rishim Barabi, Amar Chozer v'gomer. He indeed goes back later and says, Amar the Barabi, Rishim Barabi, Bishlam l'didi da'amina. According to me, it makes sense that I say ena chozer v'gomer. Haynu d'mahader, Rabbi Ashmaita this beit Yitzchak. That's why every day he mentions some learning about Yitzchak Mitzrayim in the shir. El d'cha, da'amar chozer v'gomer. Lama le'la dure. So why does he go back and do this? Kedei lahaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim bizmana, because he wants to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the right time. So he's going to go back and say it later, Ka'adam HaKor B'Torah or something, but at least he wants to mention Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim right after he says Shema. Rav Ila Bereder Shmuel Bar Marta Mi Shmei De Rav Amar Shmei Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad V'Nenes V'Shein. If a person said Amar Shmei Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, a person said Shema, that pasuk V'Nenes V'Shein, and then he fell asleep. Amar Le Rav Nachman, right? Yatzah, so he's Yatzah. Amar Le Rav Nachman, Daru, Rav Nachman said to his servant, Daru, Bepsuka Kama, in the first pasuk, if I'm falling asleep in the middle of Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekenesh, Shema Chod, Tzaharan, poke me, you know, bug me. Mitfei Lot Tzaharan, don't bother me otherwise. If you can't make it through the rest of Shema, don't bother me. Amar Le Rav Yosef, Le Rav Yosef, Bred the Rabbah, Avucha, Hechi Yav Avitz, the son of Rabbah, what did your father used to do? Amar Bepsuka Kama, Havaka B'tzar Navshei, more than that, he didn't bother himself. So they were often so exhausted that they could barely even make it through the first pasuk of Shema. Amar Rav Yosef, prakdan, a person laying flat on his back, leikar Kriya Shema, should not say Kriya Shema. So we say mikrohu de lo likri hamigna shaper. It sounds like he can't say the Shema, but he's allowed to lay that way. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi layitam on the gani aparkid. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi would curse a person who would lay flat on his back for sleeping. Amri migna ki matzle shaper dummy. Laying down when praying is really okay. Mikra afagav de matzle. Nami Asur Yochanan Matzli Vikari. So when he was leaning, Migna Kimatzli really means when a person was leaning a little bit to the side. So if you're on, if you're laying flat on your back, but it's a little bit to the side, then that's really fine. But even Shema, even if you're leaning a little to the side, it's also Asur. So you shouldn't be laying down to sleep flat on your back. That's what it says. Amar Yochanan Matzli Vikari. Shani Yochanan Debal Basahe. With the fact that Rabbi Yochanan used to do it, Rabbi Yochanan was very heavy. And therefore, it was just too hard for him to sit another way, so he would indeed lean, but at least lean to the side. Okay, so if a person has the choice, they shouldn't be leaning back in a cavalier way when they're doing this. The problem, Shoel, so right in between the different sections, a person asks another person how they're doing. Meishiv machmas mai, so it says you respond. You respond in what context? If it's out of respect for another person, if you're allowed to ask the person how they're doing, of course you could respond out of kavod. It must mean that he asks shalom, right, out of kavod, but he can respond to anyone. Okay, but then it says, in the middle, a person can ask machmas yira, and he can respond. Because of what? In the Yira Hashta Mishal Shol, Adurim Ibayle. I mean, if you can ask a person Machmas Yira, then certainly you can respond. Elimine HaKavod, Masik from HaKavod. Hadurim Reb Yehuda. So that's the second opinion in the Mishnah, right? Is that you can show Mibne HaKavod or Mibne HaYira, Umeshiv one level down. So it seems like their opinions are exactly the same. There's something missing in the Mishnah, and here's what it really is saying. In between, a person is shown hakavod, and it goes without saying that he responds. Meaning, it wasn't saying that meishiv. It's not taka. There's no chiddush. The word ein tzarich lomar means, of course, it goes without saying, but it's not telling you a chiddush that you could respond for a level down. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Be'emsa shom ne'ayir meishiv hakavod, ubeprokim shom ne'ayakavod, umeishiv shom lechol adam." And you can respond to any person. So you see, there really is a disagreement about whether responding to somebody is more lenient than starting a conversation with them. But you can't imply from the Mishnah, you have to add in the words, Ein Tzarich Lomar. Tanya Nami Hachi, Akore Shema Upagabo Rabo Ogod Lohimenu. It says in the Brisa, a person saying the Shema, and he runs into his Rebbe, or someone greater than him. He speaks up out of kavod to this person. He says, I'm mitzvah to greet the person, so you should do it with kavod. And certainly he would respond to the person. And in the middle, in the middle, he only asks out of yira, and responds out of kavod. Umeshiv shalom lechol adam. In between, he asks out of kavod and responds shalom to any person at all. Bamine Achi Tana. Achi, right, the guy named Echai or Achi, was Tana Devei Rev Chia, May Rebbe Chia, asked like this. Behalu Megillah Mao Shiafsik. What happens if a person saying Halal or reading the Megillah? What are the rules of disrupting? Mi Amrinon, Kal V'Chomer, Kriyashma Da'araisa, right? Do we say if Kriyashma Da'araisa posik Halal Darabanan Mibai? I mean, certainly Halal, which is only Darabanan, you would. Adilman Pursume Nisa, others. Maybe Halal and Megillah are Pursume Nisa, and they're more strict. Amalei, posik, you can indeed disrupt. Ve'en Bekach Klum. There's no problem. Am Rabba, Yom Shech Gomer Nasa Halal, Ben Perak Leperak, on days that individuals finish the whole Halal. So Ben Perak Leperak, posik, Be'emsa Perak, Eno posik. Yom Shech Eniach Gomer Nasa Halal, Ve'emsa Perak, posik. So on days like Rosh Chodesh or something, when it's not Gomer Behenasa Halal, we don't say the whole thing, or Chol Amoid, then you can disrupt, even in the middle of a Perak. Eni, Behamer, Rav Bar Shva, Ikloi Legabe Duravina. So Rav Bar Shua came before Ravina. It was one of those days where we don't finish Halal, we only say Chatzi Halal. And he didn't stop for him. Shani, Rav Bar Shva, to lo chashu de Ravina. Rav Bar Shva was not considered to Ravina to be more important. And therefore, you're not, if the person is not like your Rebbe or someone greater than you, then it's not considered an insult to them that you didn't disrupt, and therefore you wouldn't do it. Bamine Asian Tana Devei Rav Ami, Mayor of Ami. Asian, a teacher of Brisa before of Ami, asked Rav Ami. Hashori Batanis Mash Yetom Achila Ushasia Kibalei, Vahaleka Odilma Hana Kibalei Vahaleka. A person who is fasting, is he allowed to taste food that he's cooking? Did he say when he accepted the fast on himself? So we're talking about a personal fast that the person accepted. Did he say, I'm not going to eat and drink, which doesn't include tasting? Or maybe he meant, I'm not going to enjoy food. It's very enjoyable to taste food. No, he may taste food that he's cooking or something, and there's no problem. A woman who's like tasting food that she's cooking doesn't even make a bracha on it. She's just seeing if there's enough salt or something, so it's not really considered eating. And therefore, a person who's in a fast can eat, and it's no problem. Ad kaba, how much? You can taste the whole day. So they would taste up until a revius. So it's interesting that they were doing all this cooking, or maybe they would just dafka do it so they could get a little bit of, meaning if it's mutter to do, and it would help them learn and daven or whatever else they're doing, and still considered a fast, then I would assume that they would go out of their way to do it. Maybe that's why they did that. Amrav Kal Nosu Chom Lechaver Konu Shisbal, a person who says shalom to his friend before praying, Ki'ilu Asa Obama. It's like he turned that person into an illicit mizbeach. He's worshiping that person. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Chidlu Lechem Min Ha'adam Asher Nesham Va'apo Ki Bameh Nechashav Hu. Right? I mean, stay away from these people with this, with the soul inside of them. What are they considered? I'll take care bameh, vameh. Don't read the word bameh. Ela bama. Yeah, bama. You're making the person into something important.
I think morning before shoppers.
Shalom. Shalom, right? To greet somebody. So it becomes discouraged. So we're going to see a little more. We just said, right? All these things. So we're going to see. Yeah, you're turning this this guy into a god. Massive, Shmuel, Bamecha Shafta Lezev, you're turning this guy into an altar rather than turning to God. Massive Reb Sheshes, Beprokim, Shom Nehakov. So Reb Sheshes has a question. We know that you're allowed to ask someone Shalom before Shon Esrei. Umeshiv, Tirgum Reb Abba Mashkin Lepiskel. This idea of greeting someone before Shachris is if you go out of your way to greet him, you go to his door to greet him. So the first thing you should do is go daven and then go visiting with your friends. Amr Idiba Avan Amr Yitzchak Bar Asian. Also, Lasel Chafatzav Kodem Shiyas Balel. A person is not allowed to do his own personal needs before davening. Shneimar Tzedek Lefonov Yehalech Vayasem Lederech Pe'amav. So he puts righteousness before him and then he sets his footsteps to the road. Amr Idiba Avan Amr Rav. Rav Yitzchak Bar Asian, Kol Mispalel Achri Yotzei Lederech, a person who first prays and then goes traveling on his own way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osel Lechavatzav, Hashem will do his needs. Shneimar Tzedek Lefonav Yehalech Vayasem Lederech Pe'amav. So in other words, a person generally will feel, I have needs I have to take care of. Hashem will take care of them all for you if you first come and daven to him. So you don't have to do it. You don't have to start trading stocks in the morning. I mean, I know that the market's open early, right? You have to do all these things. You can first daven and then take care of those other things afterwards, and Hashem will be with you. You'll do better. A person who goes 7 days without a dream is called evil. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'saveya yalin bal yipaked ra. A person, saveya yalin bal yipaked ra, atikre saveya el hasheva. So 7 nights of sleeping without being visited by a dream, ra. Now that's bad. So it doesn't sound like it's a choice you can make, but it's a sign. Right, it's a sign. Do tshuva, be better. Okay. I'm there. V'acha berei d'rebichia bar Abba. Hachi am rebichia bar Rachia am Rabbi Yochanan. Kol maspia atzmi d'vitora. Another lashon from that pasuk. A person who fills himself up with Torah, v'lon, and then goes to sleep. Ein mevashon osu besuras ra'os, will not have bad news. Come to Mishnah v'saveya yalin bal yipaked ra. A person who goes to sleep satisfied, meaning satisfied with Torah, will not have bad news delivered to him. Elohim ben Aprakim. Here is the definition of between the chapters. Rabbi Yehuda, Davar bein elo kechem le'emes v'yatziv lo yafsik. The halacha is indeed like Rabbi Huda that you should not disrupt between elo kechem and emes v'yatziv. Or Rav Avraham Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Huda. What is the reason for Rabbi Huda to siv? V'Hashem elokim emes. There is a pasuk in Jeremiah which is Hashem elokim emes, and therefore we want to specifically make that statement at the end of Shema, and therefore we shouldn't disrupt the chazor emes. Ein chazor emes. Does the chazan go back and say emes a second time? Or not? He goes back and says, "Emes." I think he's talking about the Chazan. You don't go back and say Emes a second time. There was a person who got up to daven for the Amud before Rabba. Shame Rabba to Amar Emes Emes Tre Zimne. He said Emes two times. Amar Rabba Kol Emes Emes Tafse Lahai. This guy is bitten by the Emes bug. You know he's. He keeps saying that, you know, he's got MS on the brain, and he keeps saying it over and over again. Okay, Amar Yosef, Kama Ma'alya Hai Shmatata. How amazing is this teaching? Dechi Asar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar. When he came, he's Amar Rava. He said, Arvis, right, in Eretz Yisrael, they say in the evening, Dabar Lene Yisrael Marta Lehem Ani Hashem Elokechem MS. So they like break up the psukim and just say, Dabar Lene Yisrael Marta Lehem Ani Hashem Elokechem MS. My Ma'alya, see, what's so great about that? You don't have to start the third paragraph of Shema at night, but if you did, you should finish it. If you want to say that up until the words Vamarta Alehem is not considered yet starting, it's yet to get a little further. Starting, getting up to the word Vamarta Alehem is already considered starting that paragraph, and then you really supposed to say the whole paragraph. In Israel, they understand that even going up to the words Vamarta Alehem is not enough to obligate you to say the whole parsha, right? The whole third paragraph of Shema. To get to the words Vasulam Tzitzis. And therefore, in Israel, they would only say, they wanted to get to Hashem Elokechem Emes. So we just say the first words of the pasuk and then the last words of the parsha. So we start it like they do in Israel, but we wind up finishing it because we hold once you get to Vamarta Alehem, you have to finish the whole thing. Because once you started, you don't have to start, but if you start, you have to finish. So if a person didn't say Ani Hashem Elokechem at night, if he didn't say that third paragraph, he wouldn't have to say Emes Ve'emuna. But you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Emes Ve'emuna mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. You could say the following instead. If you didn't say the third paragraph of Shema, you could just say this expression. Okay, that's an expression you could say, and it covers whatever you need from Emes Ve'emuna. You wouldn't have to say the whole thing. Amar Vishum and Karcha, Lama Kadam Parsha Shema. Why did Shema come before Shema? Right, Ol Malchus Shemaim, and then Ol Mitzvos. Tanya Rishim Minichai Omer Bedinu Shiaktim Shema Vayim Shema. Shezel Lil Mod, Vezel Lil Lamed. Shema tells you to learn, and Vayim Shema tells you to teach others. Vayim Shema Levayomer. Vayim Shema comes before Vayomer. Shezel Lil Mod, Vezel Laasos. Shezel Lil Lamed. Vezel is to teach, and this is to do. Atu Shema Lil Mod Isbe Lil Lamed Velasos. Let's make the Shema not also have teaching others and doing vishinantam ukshartam uksavtam. It has mitzvahs and it says to teach others. Mesu v'hayim shemoa lelamed. Is it true that v'hayim shemoa only has to teach who the ispe v'lasos lespe? Does it not have any mitzvahs? V'aksiv ukshartam uksavtam. It has mitzvahs in it too. Elachikamer. Here's what it means. Bedinu shetakdem shetikdam shema l'v'hayim shemoa. Really, shema should come before v'hayim shemoa. Shazel lomod. This has all three. It has teaching and doing. And Vayomer only has mitzvahs in it. It doesn't say to teach or to learn. So let's learn because of Rabbi Shimon Karcha, which said in the Mishnah, right? So Chadav Od Kamar. Chadav Kadesh Kavu Lomach Shemaim Tchila. It's for both of these reasons is why Shema comes before Vahayim Shema. Both of those reasons, they're not contradictory, they're just complementary. Rav Mashi Yade Okar Kriyashma Va'anach Tfilin Vitzali. Rav would wash his hands and read Shema and put on Tefillin and pray. What's the Bach say? Va'anach Tfilin Umitzali. Okay. Vechi Ovid Haki. How did he do this? I'll tell you, Chofer Koch lemeis, a person who was digging like some sort of a burial pit for a dead body, the kever. So it's within a grave. So maybe they would dig like some sort of trench or whatever it is in the wall, a cave-like thing. And pater me kriyash from tefillin and tefillin. It's pater from Shema and from Shemoneh Esrei and from tefillin. We call mitzvahs the Torah and from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. He gia because he's osik mitzvah. He gia zman kriyash Shema when the time for Shema comes. Ola, he comes out. Notel yodav washes his hand and miniach tefillin, puts the tefillin on kor kriyash Shema isbala. So, and then he prays. So we say, he gufa kasha. Wait a minute. So first of all, we see from there that the tefillin goes before the Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei, right? So, but if he gufa, this itself is a challenging thing. Reish Amar Pater. First we say he's Pater from all the mitzvahs, and then we say when the time comes, he's chayiv. Lo kasha. Save a betray, v'reish b'chad. It depends if there's two people or one person. If there's two people digging, then one of them, each one has to take a break to daven. Mikol makom kasha l'rav. So you say, Rav, k'bishu ben karcha sri lehu. Tamar omach ha-shamayim t'chila v'achach omitzas. He holds that omach ha-shamayim comes first, and only afterwards comes the omitzas. Em t'bishu ben karcha l'haktim kriya l'kriya. Kriya l'asiya mi shamit le. Would he say that you're supposed to read the Shema before doing the mitzvahs? When you're learning two things, you should learn about omach ha-shamayim before learning about all mitzvahs. But certainly you should put on your tefillin before saying the Shema, Besu, mi saver le kribishu ben karcha, does he hold like kribishu ben karcha? Amar b'chibar ash, zimn sagin hava kamina kamei, derav, umaktim umashi yade. Many, many times I was there, and he would first wash his hands, umavarech, umein masni lan pirkin, would teach something, umanach tefillin, he would put on tefillin, v'hadar kari kriyashma, and only afterwards would he say Shema, v'chim teim ilumat zman kriyashma, if this was before zman kriyashma, so imkein mai asaduse, derav chia bar Ashi, then what is this testimony all about? Well, of course, he's not going to say Shema before it's the time for Kriya Shema. So we say, no. Mafukim manda amar, lemishna ain't tzarech levarich. Because a person might think that you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah before Mishnah, because there was such an opinion. Kamashmalan, we come to see. Da'af lemishna nami tzarech levarich. When it comes to learning Mishnah, a person does have to make a bracha. Mikomakum kasha the Rav. It's still a question of Rav, why did he put on his tefillin after Shema, when you're really supposed to do it before? Shluchahu da'avis, it's the shliach who came late and messed up. So he had sent somebody to get his tefillin, and the guy made a mistake, and therefore he made sure to say, so he put the tefillin on later. A person who reads Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's like he's testifying falsely against himself. It's like a person who brings an ola without the mincha, the zevach below, the sachim, or a korban without the requisite libations. A person who wants to completely receive upon himself, yifne, he should go to the bathroom. The yitol yadav and wash his hands. V'yinech tefillin, put on tefillin. The yikra kriyishma, he should say shema. V'yispalel, and then he should daven shemoneh esrei. V'zu hi malchus shemayim shleima. That is the complete acceptance of all malchus shemayim. Amar v'chim abar amar yochanan. Kol anifne v'not yadav v'yinech tefillin. Kol kriyishma v'yispalel. If a person does that whole order that we just said, mala olav akosav ki labadim is bech. The Torah considers it as if he built an altar v'yikriv of carbon and he brought a carbon dichsev. It says, Erchatz benikayon kapai. I wash with cleanliness my hands. Vasovas mizbachacha Hashem. And I surround your mizbeach Hashem. So it brings, let's like a build of mizbeach. Amarova lo sover lamar kilu tovol. Is it not considered as if you washed your whole body? Right? Tefila dichsev. Erchatz benikayon. Velokasiv architz. It doesn't say, I will wash my hands. Erchatz, I will be washed. Right? Kapai. So it sounds like by washing my hands, it's as if I went to the mikveh. See this young rabbi who came from Eretz Yisrael. A person who is not able to wash his hands, so find something else that he can wash his hands with, to clean them with, which could be dirt or a rock or a piece of wood. It doesn't say in the pasuk, I'll wash them with water. I'll wash them with cleanliness. Anything that will clean it off is fine. Doesn't have to be water. It could also be, you know, hand sanitizer. Would curse people who would chase after water, be Elon Salusa, when it was time to pray, because they would get so distracted by the water that they would miss, you know, the minion or whatever. The Hani Mili Lakriyashma, that's only true when it came time for Shema. He wanted them to make sure not to miss Shema. Avala Tfila Mahada, but you actually for Tfila you would chase Vad Kama. How much would you look after water? Ad Parsa. One parsa. The Hani Mili Lakame. That means if you're traveling, you would go a parsa in the direction you need further in order to do it. Avala Achore. But behind you, afilu mil, even a mil, which is much less than a parsa, you wouldn't go back. Uminah milhu de enochozer hapachas milchozer. So if it's out of your way, if it's back or to the side, you would go just under a mil of extra traveling to get water to wash yourself before davening. Mishnah. Hakor Shema, Mishnah on Test Vav Amud Aleph. Hakor Shema, this person reading Shema V'lo Shmi L'Ozno, and he didn't hear it. So he's just reading it with his eyes or whispering it so quietly it can't be heard by a human being. Yotze, he's still Yotze, says the Tanakhama. Sorry?
By himself. Himself.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that matters, though, because it seems, according to many poskim, this is a shir. So that means that, let's say you're very, very deaf. Do you have to scream Shemoneh Esrei? Let's say there's a loud air conditioner, right, in the room. Do you have to scream it louder than that so you can hear it? So Shemi Allah Ozna means that a human being who would be there normally would be able to hear it with their normal hearing. Okay, so but you're right. The actual text just says to his own ears. It's true. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not Yotze. Karavelo diktek ba'osioseha. If a person was read it and wasn't careful about the letters, Rabbi Yossi Amar, so he's not pronouncing things properly. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yotze, Rabbi Amar Lo Yotze. Rabbi says you're not Yotze. Hakar la mafreya lo Yotze. A person who reads it backwards is not Yotze. Karavita yachser lemakom sheta. A person who read Shema backwards is not Yotze, and a person who read and made mistakes only needs to go back to the place where he made the mistake. My time with Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Taksiv Shema. What is the reason of Rabbi Yossi who says that a person has to hear the Shema? Because it says Shema, Hashma la'atcha ma'ashot v'im, let your ears hear what's coming out of your mouth. Tanakama says Shema b'chol loshon ta'as ha'shamea, but the Tanakama says Shema doesn't mean that at all. It means any language you understand. Rabbi Yossi Tarti Shema, Rabbi Yossi sees both of them from this. Not hasam cheresh ha'medaber ve'ena shemea, a deaf person. Cheresh ha'medaber ve'ena shemea means a deaf person who can speak. Lo yitrom, he shouldn't take off truma for somebody. Tam truma so truma, but if he did take off truma for another person, the truma is, he took off truma, it is good. Man tana cheresh ha'medaber ve'ena shemea di eved in lechatchila lo. Who's the tana who says that a cheresh ha'medaber ve'ena shemea, it's only be di eved but not lechatchila? That's Rabbi Yossi. Not a Kor Shema. V'lo Shmi Elo Ozno Yatza. Dear Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi said Lo Yatza. So Rabbi Yossi, who says you're not Yatza by Shema, Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yossi Lo Yatza Ela Gabe Kriya Shema Da Raisa. He said for a mitzvah Da Raisa, you're not Yotze. Aval Truma Misham Bracha Hu. U Bracha De Rabbanan Lo. V'lo Bracha Talia Milsa. The Bracha is De Rabbanan. V'lo Bracha Talia Milsa. Meaning the Truma works without a Bracha. The fact that he makes a Bracha that you can't hear, so maybe it's not a great Bracha, but the Truma is still completely good. Truma, so Truma, it really is Truma, and you're not eating Tevel anymore when you eat that food, and so forth. Imagine Rabbi Yossi. Who says it's Rabbi Yossi? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda who says you don't have to hear anything. Maybe by Shema, when he said you're Yotze, it's not that you're supposed to do that. Lechatchila, you're supposed to say it out loud, but if you did it, you're Yotze. Teda, the katani hakore di eved in lechatchila lo. It says hakore. Hakore means one who read, like one who reads. It's not saying you should read that way. It's saying if you did, right? But maybe you shouldn't do that lechatchila. Amri haydek tani hakore. That which it says hakore lehodiyachah kochad Rabbi Yossi. The fact says if a person read it is to tell you the extent of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. De amar di eved nami lo. That Rabbi Yossi says even bidi eved it's no good. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even lechatchila you're yotze, and Rabbi Yossi, you might think it's only lechatchila you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, you'll be yotze. Even Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if you did it, it's nothing. Even b'di'evet, it is no good if you didn't say Shema loud enough for your own ears to hear. B'mayu kem tekir Rabbi Yossi. The Elohad Tanya, lo yivarech anu berchaz mazim b'libo. Right? It's a brayso that says, a person who should not bench berchaz mazim in his heart, meaning without saying the words loud enough, then birech yotze. But if he did it, he's yotze. Money. Who is that price? Lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yehuda. According to the way we just explained it, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it lechatchila, and it's not Rabbi Yossi, who says you can't even do it. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to hear things when you do them. Even Shema, you don't have to hear it. You can just think it, right, or read it without saying it loud enough for a person to hear. Rabbi Yossi di eved namilo. And according to Yossi, it's not good to be eved. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda. What is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? It must be that it's Rabbi Yehuda vidi eved in lechatchila lo. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that vidi eved it's kosher, but you shouldn't do this lechatchila. Money. So what? Who's the opinion that says a cheresh that can't speak can take off truma lechatchila? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. Then that's also not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. If we decided that Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're yotze when you can't hear it, means that if you did it, you're yotze, but don't do it lechatchila. So then, who is this opinion by truma who says you can do it lechatchila? Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Di'evad in lechatchila. Lo, Rabbi Yossi, Amr Di'evad Na'ami lo. Ala Olam Yehuda. It must be. We're going to return again. Rabbi Yehuda says that lechatchila you could do it. There are two opinions within Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he's quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, that you do have to hear it, Yeah, so you have to hear it, and it says Shema, and therefore he holds a chatchila, you have to do that. Amar le Meir, harehu omer, asher anochi mitzavchim alav avecha, al achar kavanas alev, heini nadvarim. It goes based upon what you're thinking in your heart. Hashad asalach, avil temer Yehuda, kira beis virilei, velo kasha, harev Meir, harev Yehuda. It may be that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, and that one is Rav Meir, one is Rabbi Yehuda. There are two different opinions. Now we know three opinions. Rabbi Yosef says it's never good. There's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that it's lechatchila good, and there's the other opinion that it's good lechatchila. It's good b'di'eved, but lechatchila you shouldn't do it. It's not awesome. Hakol k'sher in the kris of Megillah. Chutz mecheresh shayte v'katan. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah, with the exception of a cheresh, a shayte, and a katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machsher b'katan. Matana cheresh di'eved namilo. So a cheresh is a person who can hear, right? So we said in a cheresh could not read the Megillah for people. So who's the opinion that says a cheresh can't do it? Amar Masna Rabbi Yosi he. They're not a kosher shema. V'lo shmei la'az ne'yatza. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says, lo yatza. So it's Rabbi Yosi, because a cheresh who can't hear himself, maybe he could still be motzi everyone else, because b'di'eved, a person would be yotze, but they didn't hear it. Mimai Rabbi Yosi he. Who says Rabbi Yosi, b'di'eved namilo? And b'di'eved, you're not yotze. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, he ulechat chilo udilo. Maybe it's Rabbi Huda, and when it says a cheresh shouldn't read it, it means he shouldn't read it. But if he did read it, it's okay. D'yevet shapir. D'mi lo sagadai. D'chani cheresh d'umir d'shoyt v'katan. It includes cheresh with shoyt v'katan. Mashoyt v'katan d'yevet nami lo. If a katan or a shoyt read it, it's nothing. Av cheresh d'yevet nami lo. It's very clear. The cheresh is also no good. V'duma hod he the isa hod ki the isa. Who says they have to be the same? Maybe none of them should read it, but some of them won't be good, and some will be good. Umi matzis lokim k'ri Rabbi Huda. V'hami d'ktani sefer. Anyway, you can't say that that brisa is Rabbi Huda. That brisa because it says in the sefer Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan michlal dereisha lav Rabbi Yehuda. From the second, but Rabbi Yehuda says for a katan it's okay. That implies it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda talking all along, and therefore the first part of the Mishnah cannot be shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda, but there's two different kinds of katan. Here's how we're reading it. Maybe by doing a little chesur mechzer and adding a little bit in, so you can't necessarily prove that this is not lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda. B'mayu kemta k'Rabbi Yehuda v'divyeved in. So what do we say? We said it's Rabbi Yehuda, and b'divyeved it's okay, but the chachil is not good. Elohad etani Rabbi Yehuda b'edir shim ben pazi, cheresh ha'medav v'in ha'shmeh, if you have a cheresh who can speak, but he cannot hear. Torim lechatchila. He's allowed to take off truma. Torim means lechatchila. Mina mani. So who is this? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda di'eved in lechatchila lo. Rabbi Yosi di'eved nami lo. Again, we're kind of stuck. Who's the opinion that says you can do it lechatchila? Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'afil lechatchila. It must be that that's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds even lechatchila you could do it. So why do we say a person shouldn't bench in his mind? V'imbirich yatza. But if he does so, he's yotze. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar afil lechatchila nami. Rabbi Yosi ha'amar afil yevet nami. Olam. It must be. Rabbi Yehuda hu afil lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda is saying even lechatchila, right? Also. V'lo kasha hadidei hadirabe. Once again, same approach. That there's a third shita. Hadidei hadirabe. Tanu Rabbi Yehuda b'shem r'loz ben azayah korek shema. Shaykh Yashmiel Azna, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of the Zariah, a person who reads the Shema needs to make sure that his ears can hear it. Shema Shema Yisrael. Amr Lerav Meir, Harehu Omar, Shanoch Mitzavahim, Alav Vecha, Koman Aslav, Hein in Azarim, Hashra Aslach, Afil Tem Rabbi Yehuda, Karabay Yisrael, Lo Kasha Harav Yehuda, Harav Meir, same conclusion as before, that either it's Rabbi Yehuda with one opinion according to his Rebbe and one opinion according to him, or one is Rabbi Yehuda and one is Rabbi Meir. Amr Chista Amar Rav Shila. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you Sha'amar Mishum Elazar ben Azariah. What he quoted from Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Vitzricha. And we need to say all this. Yeshin Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Havmin Afilu Chatchila Kamashulon. Right. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Sha'amar Mishum Elazar ben Azariah. We think even the Chatchila a person is allowed to do this, and therefore we need to know. Yeshin Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Sha'amar Mishum Elazar ben Azariah. If I tell the halacha is like him, Havmin Atzarich. The ain lo takana that you have to do it, then there's no solution. Kamashal lach Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he said. Lach is like Rabbi Yehuda that b'di'eved. If a person read it only in his heart, he's yotze. Rabbi also said this whole disagreement is only about Shema. B'shar mitzvos tivakol lo yotze. Everyone says that you're not yotze. Dechsev haskes u'shma Yisrael. Pay attention. And Shema Yisrael. Meis Levarach Anam Birkas Hamazon Beliba. A person shouldn't bench in his heart. Vim Birch Yatsa Aliyat Mar Hachi Yatmar. So here's what it means. Amar Yosef Machlokas Bekriyas Shema Dechsev Shema Yisrael. Avo B'Shar Mitzvos Devar Hakol Yatsa. By other mitzvos, everyone agrees you are Yotze. Dechsev Hashkei Shema Yisrael. Hahu B'Devar Torah Chsev. Only specifically by Shema is there such an issue. Okay. Karav lo dikdek ba'osi yoseha. If a person read the Shema but wasn't careful with those, Amatavi Amar of Yoshaya, halacha kedivrei shneihem lehokel. The halacha is like both of these rabbis for lekula. So we don't, we're not machmer on this. Amar of Tavi Amar of Yoshaya. Ma'idik sev shalosh heina lo tisbana. There are three things that are never satisfied. Shalosh heina lo sisbana. Sheol v'otzer rechem. V'chein ma inyan sheol etzel rechem. So what does the grave have to do with the womb? They're put together in the pasuk. Now lo melecha, ma rechem machnes u'motzi. Just like the womb is machnes u'motzi, it brings in zera and it brings out babies. Af sheol, so to the grave, machnes u'motzi. It takes in dead bodies and it will produce living people by tchias amesim, v'odzorim kavachomer, u'ma rechem, shemachzim b'v'chashai, and you can make a kavachomer, you know, intercourse is done in private. Motzi'en mimene b'kolei kolos, and when the baby comes out, it comes out with a lot of screaming and noise. She'ol, shemachnisen b'v'kolei kolos, graves that bring people in with loud wailing and crying and funerals and whatever. Eino din, shemotzi'en mimene b'kolei kolos, it's going to be really a big, a lot of fanfare and ceremony when they come out of the grave eventually. This is an intellectual response to a person who says Tchias HaMesim is not a Torah value. Okay. Tanu Rav Hoshaya Kamein Derava Uchsavtem Hakol Bichsav Afilu Tzavoos Amar Lei De Amar Lecha Money. So Uchsavtem, everything should be in writing. Afilu Tzavoos Amar Lei De Amar Lecha Money Rabbi Yehudahi De Amar Gabi Sota Olos Ksiv Tzavoos Eino Kosev V'hasam Hu Dichsiv V'kosev Esa Olos Ha'ela. So you write down every single thing, even the names of Hashem. Aval hacha dechsev uchsavtam afil tzavos nami. Atu taimid Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechsev the kosav. Taimid Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechsev olos olos in tzavos lo. It chesavtam amin neil ksiva ksiva mehasam mahasam alof olos in tzavos lo. Avacha nami tzavos lo kosav rachmana uchsavtam afilu tzavos. What does Rashi say? So it says in the parsha, ukshartem, uksavtem. So you have to write all of that in tefillin and mezuzos. Okay. Tani Reb Ovadia Kame Derava Vilimadatam Shehili Mudcha Tam. Your learning should be complete. That means when you say it over, Shitin Revach Bein Hadvekin. You should put space between the things that would otherwise attach to one another. Ani Rava Basre Rava. Follow that up by explaining. Keep going. Al Levavcha. So al levavcha, you might say al levavcha into one word. Al levavchem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol levavchem, esef besadcha, v'avadetem mehera. These are all words that the two of them would normally attach themselves to one another. Haknaf psil, eschem me'eretz. All of those, you should put space between those words. Amar v'cham, Rav Chanina, kol akor kriyash me'adakti was yosea. A person who reads Shema and is meticulous with the letters, mitzanan lo gehenim, they cool off hell for him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Befares sada shadai melachim ba tashleg b'tzalmon." So when a person is al tikre befares ella befares, when a person says it explicitly, al tikre b'tzalmon ella b'tzalmaves, they'll cool off. Tishaleg is snow. They'll cool off hell for that person.